Hello, everybody. How are you? Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. My name is Ari Shaffir. I'm the host of the Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. While I look up what number of Skeptic Tank this is, let me introduce to you the episode. I have my friend Kathleen McGee on. Kathleen is everybody's favorite rape victim from my story, from my my show, my podcast. She was on another episode of this, Rape and Eggs. Let's see what number that one was. Back here. Rape and Eggs. It happened when we did... Well, she got deported for opening for me in Edmonton. And they wouldn't let her back in after that. Very annoying. Where's Rape and Eggs? Rape and Eggs, number 124. It was a good episode. It was about her getting raped. But this one is not about her getting raped. This one is about her... now she's single again. It's her doing crazy shit. Sexually. I don't even know what to call it. I don't even know what to call it. But anyway, let me just make a few quick announcements. I have no announcements, everybody. I saw Dumb and Dumber. Did you guys see that? Dude, I felt like Jim Carrey was mocking me. I felt like that movie was set up to just shit on people my age dating younger women. They made a lot of valid points in that movie. A lot of valid points indeed. But I don't know, man. I'm attracted to him, so I don't know what to tell you. All right. This is episode 184. I don't really know what to call it. Tits McGee. It's a Thanksgiving episode, everybody. I know people aren't going to listen to this as much as other episodes because you're only going to listen on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then you're not going to listen on Thursday and Friday. It happened on Christmas, too, last year. The one after that, New Year's. But what should I do? Not put one out that week? No, I don't think so. So I went to the Cowboys game. Renazisi got me tickets. So me, Renazisi, eBay, and eBay's uncle, who was like a year older than him. White trash, am I right? We all went. We got field passes. We went on the field. I saw Dez Bryant fucking tossing passes to little kids in the stands. What a great game. Cowboys came back. They're now 8-3. That means if they win one more game, they don't go 8-8 again. You guys don't know the pain of rooting for the Cowboys. You just don't know the pain. It's every year. It's 8-8. Every year you get a chance to win the last game of the season and make the playoff as a division winner. And every year we lose it in the fucking fourth quarter of week 17. People are like, oh, the Cowboys are evil empire. Since when? That was 1994, you guys. That's when fucking Nirvana's Nevermind came out. Pulp Fiction was in theaters last time we were good. Anyway, you guys, enjoy this episode. Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 194. I don't know. Tits McGee. With Kathleen McGee. Enjoy. Start if we're gonna get into something.
Yeah, let's get into something.
So stop telling me about dick pics. You don't like them?
No, if I want them, I like them. But like,
do you ever want them?
I've asked just because I'm curious. If I don't know what his dick like, or if I know what his dick looks like, I like
and
my
like it.
My ex has a great dick, and I always Jim? Like seeing it. Jim has got a great. He's gonna love that big Jim. He's got
big
a
Jim.
Big dick Jim. I miss it sometimes, but I still see it often.
I call you Big Jim. It's short. Big dick Jim.
I he sent it to me when we first started dating, and I showed my best friend. Girls will show your dick to someone else for sure.
Yeah, but that's okay if it's good size.
Yeah, but if it's bad, we'll still show and laugh about it.
Yeah, Big J has a joke about like girls going like that, the pinky.
Yeah, the pinky thing.
And he's like, first of all, don't do that. Don't do that. You think we don't know? He's like, you think we don't know we have a small dick? We need you to fucking tell your friends about it. And it's not the size of a pinky. You know it's not the size of a pinky. It's bigger than your thumb. Definitely bigger than your thumb, which is the biggest of the fingers. Don't do that.
Well, you know, It's just the guys that, you know, guys that like know they have a like a not huge dick.
Yeah.
And they like they don't act like they're mad at the world.
Yeah.
Like there's I've been with guys that have like little penises and then they like hate women and then they treat us like shit, but they still want to have sex.
And you
with
think
them.
It's cuz they have a little penis?
Oh yeah.
You've seen it.
I've seen it.
You're not
happen.
Just guessing the jump.
No.
Okay.
And then, you know, and I like guys with big dicks that are modest about them. Like Jim is, I mean, now like all these girls in Edmonton are going to be going to try and find Jim.
Would that make you jealous or not?
No, because we have a really awesome relationship. It's probably the healthiest relationship I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
But like we both know we are not supposed to marry each other, but we both love each other and we want to like
Yeah, I met these people in Denmark. This guy ran a festival and his girlfriend who was like from Boston or something.
Yeah.
And then she just came out a bunch, and he was a good businessman, so he went there a bunch, she went there, but they both have kids, they've both been married. And they were like, if the way she said it was like, look, we don't know what this is, but we're enjoying it.
Yeah.
So like, the idea that things have to go somewhere is like, why?
I have
just
such a hard time.
Enjoy the time while you're...
I have this stupid tiny piece of my brain that's like, I want to have a wedding one day. And I don't know why, but I think it's just because it's ingrained
it's
in
great.
Little girls.
It's ingrained.
When you're a little girl,
yeah.
you know, you're nothing unless you have a wedding and blah, blah, blah. But like, I feel like after all of the relationships that I've been in 2 4-year relationships. I've been
two,
in
2 4-year relationships?
Yeah, like in my 20s. And then like, I've been in a lot of just like a couple months, a couple weeks,
still
like a
year. About when you told me about the comic you were dating. did we have to pause the thing the last time?
Yeah, we paused one? It last time.
And then it was like, I love unpausing and go like, no way. I love unpausing the second I hear the word I have to pause for.
What story did I talk about?
You talked about, well, I can't say, I guess. Hold on.
Yeah.
Now I'm back on.
Oh, you didn't know that we dated?
No, but you said I can't say on the podcast. And you're like, tell me who it was. And then we had to pause it.
It's not that I can't say it. I just don't want to embarrass him. I guess it wouldn't embarrass him. And, you know, nobody is going to know. Anyway, we all got high and went to the wrong movie once.
Oh, yeah.
That was with Dave. There we go.
That's on you.
I dated Dave Martin for a couple of months. He was very nice to me.
Yeah,
he
came to that
is.
Movie, too. What were we going to see? Captain
we were going
America.
To see Captain America, and we all had our 3D glasses on. Yeah. And I was, like, watching, and the previews were completely blurry, and I was like, well, maybe it's just the previews that aren't 3D.
Yeah.
And then...
sometimes they say, put your 3D glasses on
Yeah.
Now.
So then I kind of was like looking at you and looking at Dave, but you guys were both watching, so I'm like, oh, it must be me. And we were really high.
On pot. And we smoked like right around the corner right before you went in?
Yeah, and we ate a piece of banana bread too.
We ate a piece of banana? Where'd you get the banana bread?
Dave always had banana bread. Oh. He always has fun stuff.
When we went to wrestling together, he had those mushroom chocolates.
Yeah.
And it was just enough where like a big buzz on mushrooms.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are good chocolates. I've had them before.
It wasn't like where you get zonked out and you like disappear for a while. Like, oh my God, I just saw the universe. It was just enough to keep you laughing. And
I don't want to seem like I was embarrassed that I dated Dave. I'm not embarrassed.
Maybe you're just hiding it for him or something.
I just don't like, it didn't work out. And I don't want him to think that I was he treated me amazingly. We just didn't, it just, you know, it doesn't work out. Like it's not, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, I need to find somebody that is just like, has a nice beard.
You love beards.
I fucking love beards. I like look at homeless men sometimes. I'm like, if you put them in a shower, if you cleaned them up a little bit, I'd do it. They have to be younger. They can be old homeless men.
It's like Kevin Christie, right? When he started comedy, he was talking about that, like hipsters, just like torn jeans and all the garbage. And it's like homeless are like the ultimate hipsters.
Yeah.
They look so cool.
They look so cool. They look like they don't have a care in the world, and they don't because they... don't have anything.
They don't have a care.
They don't have a care.
They don't have a care. They don't have a fucking pen. They
exactly.
don't have
exactly. Sometimes I wonder what it's like to be homeless. Vancouver, where we are right now, is filled with homeless people.
Filled with homeless. I just did a podcast with a guy who works at Insight.
Yeah.
I gotta go check it out. I wanna go look at it.
It's a place where they like give them needles and a place to shoot up and stuff. Which I think is awesome because it's better than people being in the streets. I have an uncle that was when I was little. Like 1986, I remember we came here to visit, and he had a condo downtown. It was really nice. And then the next time we came back, I was probably like 5 years later, and he was like living in a basement suite. Like, and he
drugs
really hit him, and it's so sad.
Demon alcohol, yeah.
But it was I think it was heroin, and I know that he was on methadone and all this stuff. I barely knew him, so I don't know, but I know that like this is the place where everybody comes because. It's nice here year-round if you're homeless.
Nice. Yeah, you don't die in the winter as much.
Yeah. You don't have to freeze to death.
There's still days, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you got to find a good grate.
there's drugs here. The drugs here are good. The drugs in this city are out of control.
Really? Better than Edmonton?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I mean, the weed, no question.
Yeah, yeah. The weed in Edmonton comes from here.
The best weed in Edmonton comes from Vancouver.
Yeah.
They feel like, oh, this is good. They say Vancouver weed.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they describe it.
That's why, like, when you're in, like, Toronto and they're like, we look good. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. BC bud. It's so good. It's real. It's not even just a stereotype. It's real.
I mean, Toronto's a big enough city where they have access to the good weed from Halifax and from Victoria.
Halifax has good weed?
I've heard. I haven't been there. Weeds. But I've heard those fucking fishing towns.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because it's coming in from the...
And they're all hippies.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
I don't know.
From Vermont, too.
You should, like, go into the interior of BC, like Nelson, British Columbia. It's like a hippie town.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, very laid back, super high. Like, it's a cool town.
That's how Maui was. Because I've been to Honolulu once, or Oahu, wherever Oahu is.
Do they have Maui Wowie? Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's from there, I think.
Oh, my God. I've never been to Hawaii.
But then I just heard Alaskan Thunderfuck is not from Alaska. It's just from some guys who are like, this seems like a fucking Alaskan Thunderfuck.
They were cold when they made it?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah, and you're like, oh. But yeah, Maui, but all the people on the other island are regular businessmen or like tourist people. But in Maui, they're just, it's only 150,000 people and they are hippies.
Wow.
Tons of shrooms.
I think I kind of want to just do that. Yeah. Because I've like discovered now that, because I didn't do a lot of like drugs. I didn't really smoke weed till my late 20s. I wasn't into that. I was a hardcore drinker. Like, I would drink, but I wouldn't do a lot of drugs. I wouldn't try drugs. I was scared of them. But now, like, I'm in my 30s and like I'm not scared of stuff. I do want to try different things just because I don't think they're bad. Like, I don't think it's bad to want to try and see what happens to you when you do certain things.
The only problem is the addiction thing.
Yeah,
like, I want to try heroin really bad for like almost 10 years now.
You think they'll ever come out with something where you could, it's like a one-time heroin thing?
To like like immediately you can take another pill, like, okay, now the addiction's gone. You know the feeling, you got the feeling, but the addiction's gone. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because ever since Basketball Diaries, I've always
If they took the nicotine out of cigarettes, I would risk smoking cigarettes again.
I don't like smoking, though. Like, I would much rather do
socially.
I would like much rather have an edible.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I don't love smoking weed.
Speaking of that, okay, so we're going to see, what's the movie?
Interstellar,
420?
420.
It's 220 now.
Okay.
It's a perfect time, actually, perfect. By the way.
Yeah.
What?
It's like 5-minute walk away from here.
5-minute walk away?
Yeah.
Okay, 5-minute walk away. So we have to leave it. It's not going to be sold out. No way. It's not a new movie, right?
No, it's been out for a while. I think it'll be fine. And it's in the big theater, I think.
Okay. So we need to leave by 210, let's say.
Yeah. 210?
No, 410. So I got these Los Gummies Hermanos.
Okay.
They make the gummy, the great gummy bears.
Do you have the gummy bears here?
No, I don't have the gummy bears. But I do have the peanut brittle that they're now taking. Oh, yeah, you told me about the last thing, yeah. So let's take that.
Okay.
Because I got to do a show at...
8. But you're not on until like 9.
No, not 9.
8:45.
Not 8:45.
8:30?
8:35.
Yeah, you're right. Just tell them to do a little extra time on the early show. No. It's going to be fun. The early show is going to get a treat.
Right. I get high before I go on stage. Yesterday I was probably a little too high before my first set.
Really?
Where I was like the first like couple minutes, I was like, and I could see them staring at me. I'm like, oh, I haven't really done anything good yet. I'm riffing and the riffs aren't even good because I'm missing up my words. And then I'm like, let me just hit you with a couple winners.
Yeah.
Winner jokes. And then, I was doing old
Have you ever
jokes.
Been like too high on a show where you're getting paid?
Not paid $15.
But yeah, like a real show. Like you've been booked that weekend. They flew you out. They put you up.
The first time, good question. The first time I ever did that, I was opening for Joe Rogan, and it was in Boston at this place called Faneuil Hall that's closed now, but it's like a 400 and let's say 20 seater, 450 maybe.
Yeah.
Big like club room though, not a theater, but a big room. And we were staying across the street, like if this was the place we were staying like there. So it was right across the street and he was like, hey, come get high in my room before, and I didn't have any tolerance then.
Yeah.
I used to call him El Diablo because he'd get me so high that I'd be high for like 9 hours. And I'd be like, dude, I needed to get home. I couldn't get home. He's like, hey, Ari, you want some pot? I'm like, no, get out. You're the devil. But like, he's like, hey, come get high. I'm like, oh, I won't. Then I have to go on stage, man. There's no way. I have to go on stage. Like, I can't. It's okay when I'm an employee at the comedy store. I don't have to go on stage.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got on stage in fucking 30 minutes. Like, we're about to go.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, you're never going to. This is a 450 seat room and you just stopped doing open mics. Like, you're not going to play here on your own. The only reason you're here
is because I'm bringing
me.
You. Yeah, yeah.
And if you lived here, you could feature here or MC, but you don't live here. So you're never going to come to Boston. You don't have any family here.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to come here is the headline, and this is too big a room.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be no repercussions. You're working for me, and I don't care.
Yeah.
And I was like,
perfect.
All right, yeah.
And how was the set?
Not good. I was getting through it okay. I think I was doing like 15 or 20 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And Duncan was on the show too. And I did one bit. I did like a couple minutes, whatever. And then I remember I had two bits left. I was like, okay, I'll do that bit and I'll do that bit. Just in my head.
Yeah.
I'll do bit A and then bit B and then I'll wrap up. That'll be 3 minutes and 3 minutes. I'll be done. And then I was like, you know what? I'll start with the second bit. Then I'll do the first one. So I did the second bit. And then I was like, oh, what's that first one? And I was just like, I could not remember. And I was like, and like time was moving and it was like 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and then 10 seconds of just like, so, and I'm like, oh, I got to say something. And then eventually I was like, hey, Joe Rogan will be here soon. And everybody started cheering like, Rogan, Rogan.
Yeah,
I'm,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, why would I say that? The one thing you don't want to say is take their mind off you. And even fucking weeks later, I still could not remember what that bit was going
to
be.
Oh, my God. That's scary. That happened to me here. It wasn't like a big show. It was like at this place called the BC Pain Society, and they had a show. And
BC Pain Society.
Yeah. It was, it's like, yeah, it's like the shows in Toronto. And I did a dab when I got there, and I forgot how powerful those. Dabs. That's what we did when you broke your finger and I lost my shoe. And
oh, yeah, you lost your shoe, too.
I left you in a Starbucks in at Yonge and Dundas Square. Pass while out. I went and bought flip-flops at Old Navy.
We were not good at handling panic.
I'm terrorist, but I was so, like, I was out of this world high. Yeah. But I did that, and I'm like, I'll just do one.
Naomi,
I'm
she gave
fine.
It to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Naomi, yeah. I was like, well, I'll be fine. I'll just, like, one will be fine, and the show's not for, like, another hour. And I couldn't remember a joke. I was like, I can't do this, guys. I don't know. Yeah. And I tried, and it was awful. It was so embarrassing. But I know I'm sweating. But I'm like,
are you sweating because it's hot in here or because you've been running around?
It's hot in here, and I'm running around, and I always sweat.
Let's turn this down.
I'm a sweater. It is really hot in here. But you're always cold.
Heat off. That's what I'll do. Just heat off. I like it hot when I get out of the shower. I like hot.
Yeah.
God, this view is amazing.
When you come back to Vancouver, you should come in the summer and you should go to Wreck Beach. I went there. Have you gone?
No, what is it?
It's the naked beach here. Clothing optional. Okay, I went there this summer.
Yeah.
This girl, like, if people don't know me, I'm not, like, the best body ever. Like, I'm a chubby girl.
Yeah.
But I don't...
Not the best body ever. I'll give you that.
Here. But I... But I carry my weight pretty well. Like, I'm one of those girls.
You're not like, ew, gross. You don't waddle. You don't do the thing that I used to make fun of on stage where you have to move, instead of moving your legs forward,
yeah,
you have to move your legs around
each other. Oh, God, no, no, no. God, no.
That they can't go straight.
No, I'm still fuckable, okay, Ari? Maybe not everybody's cup of tea, but I'm still fuckable.
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. But, so I went with this other girl, and she's a bigger girl too. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to take, she's like, you don't have to take your clothes off, but pretty much everybody's just running around naked.
So you did?
So yeah, we went down and we got there and she just takes off her top and she kept her bottom on. And I was like, looking around, I'm like, well, there's some really hot people here, but there's also some really not hot people here walking around.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of old men with huge dicks in the city.
But, I think your dick might be, because I used to think I had a small dick. But I've been convinced that I don't because of girls.
That you have a good size dick?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you my opinion. I don't want to see it. But
you've never seen it. And you have to see it hard, too.
Yeah. You can't see it soft.
But, yeah, that's just, come on. That's just packaging. That's judging a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Brendan Zisi has a massive dick soft.
Soft dick?
Soft dick. His and soft dick is bigger than almost anyone's ever seen.
Wouldn't that be so funny if it was super small when it was hard?
I've seen it. Just it grows like half an inch.
That's it?
It's like 6 inches soft, and then it's like 6.48.
Wow.
And it's hard.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But like really presentable soft dick. Really presentable.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's into full frontal nude scenes in movies.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Michael Fassbender's dick in that? Oh my God.
In which movie? 12 Years a Slave?
No. No,
the Fassbender and the Furious.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's got like that girl from England. Fuck, what's it called? He plays a sex addict and he's a complete degenerate.
Really?
It's so good. It's on Netflix. I'll try and remember it from the end of this or something. But he's got it, and I'm like, okay, I'm a Michael Fassbender fan. But no, okay. So I got back to Wreck Beach. You have to go because it's like it's the most confidence I've ever felt on a beach, and I was half naked. Like I kept my bottoms on, but I took my top off.
Yeah.
And they got, And then I went there all summer. It felt so nice. And then we swam naked. There's nothing better than swimming naked.
We did it in Cabo for the Cabo Festival.
Oh, my God.
Me, Rutherford. Not Rutherford. Yeah, Rutherford, Jade, Skylar Stowe, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Went out there. Brant Tobler might have been there. And
you all went naked?
It was like, let's just go skinny dipping. I'm like, oh,
I think that I'm...
The water was so warm.
Oh, God, it feels so good. I was in Saskatchewan this summer. I did this place called Candle Lake, Saskatchewan. Uh-huh. And I was there for 2 nights. But they only did a show the second night, I think. Yeah, I didn't do the show the first night. I just got drunk with like all the people. It was like a resort town, so there was all these young people there. Yeah. And when I get drunk, I get really confident. And I think that like, I get really confident. Like, I'm pretty confident normally, but when I'm drunk, I'm like, everybody wants me.
Oh my God, you've hit on me so hard if I'm drunk before.
I'm sorry. I don't even want sex with you. Not even my type at all. I hate
you. No, not at all.
Guys.
Not at all.
You have a beard.
Okay.
All right, give me a break.
Okay.
You have a beard, but I'm not
That's not at all.
You, but that's not, that doesn't mean I want to have sex with you. You're like,
but that is somewhat your type. That's not at all your type.
Okay.
A beard is some, is not at all.
Okay, but if you shaved your beard, you'd be not at all my type.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But I was talking to these two dudes. I'm like, you guys, I was trying to get, there was a female rugby team. I'm like, let's all go skinny dipping. Because I was staying right on the lake. Like there was a marina and there were three cabins. And I was in one of the cabins, right on the lake. And so all of a sudden it went from me, a female rugby team, and two guys to going skinny dipping to just me and two guys going skinny dipping.
When was this?
In August in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And so.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. So we walked back to the cabin and then, I was just like, fuck it, it's dark. You can't see stretch marks in the dark.
You walk back naked?
No, fuck no. I had clothes on. We got to the beach. And then we all took our clothes off. We went in and like, it was a great time. It was funny because one of the dudes was like, he was all like into it at the bar. And then when he got there, he just kind of like hid in the water and giggled. And I'm like, get over yourself, dude. Like,
people aren't used to nudity.
Just be naked. Yeah. And I'm like, I love being naked in the water and stuff. I think it's just like, you feel like you're a baby in a womb again.
Yeah.
And then I gave one of them a blowjob.
In the water?
Yeah. Underwater. Like, I was in the water and he was standing up.
So you were like, held your breath and did it?
No, I said not in the water. He was standing up and I was like in the water. Do you know what I mean? It's a lake.
You're like, okay, so
it's a lake. It's shallow.
Up to like your waist.
Yeah.
And then blow. Okay. Yeah. And he was, his dick was.
But the best part about this was the guy that owned the marina. I woke up the next day like at 1 and I went out and he was out there and it was a beautiful day. And he looked at me, he's like, did you have a good time last night? I'm like, yeah, this town is amazing. I love it here. And he goes, cool. Do you know that there's motion sensor cameras down here? He's like, I watched you guys all night long. It was great. I was so embarrassed. But then I was also proud of myself. I don't like people being embarrassed about sex or enjoying it, especially women. I hate when women hate.
I had to get over that.
How do you get over it?
I had to get
over it. Yeah, I had to get over it too. I had to get over my body and my body issues because like most times if a guy wants to take me home, he wants to see me naked. Even if I'm not your type at all. You don't want to see me naked, but there are dudes that do.
I knew a chubby girl in my class once and she was always shitting on herself for being chubby, but she was like Claire chubby.
That's not even chubby. Claire isn't, that makes me mad because Claire's not even chubby. Claire has a great body. What are you fucking talking about, Ari? Ari, just because she's not anorexic.
Yeah, right.
You have
That's
a
LA.
Problem.
It's LA. No,
oh,
I like
you.
A little weight on a girl.
No, you don't. You don't.
Okay.
You don't.
My
you
mind
clearly
doesn't.
Don't.
My mind doesn't like it, but my dick does. I get harder for girls that aren't like super toned bodies.
I just think that if more
chubbier
girls,
than Claire. Chubbier than Claire.
Claire isn't chubby. Please stop calling Claire chubby. Claire.
She has been.
No, she's beautiful. That bothers me. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. I look at Claire and I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could look like that someday. So what do you think of me if you think Claire is chubby? You must think I'm like obese and like
you
I should
are
be
obese.
I'm not.
Of course you are.
I'm not obese.
What's your height and weight?
I'm not going to tell my height and weight.
I already know it.
You know it. I'm not going to share it. I'm tall and
Let's
I'm fat.
Let's look it up for a second. I used to have an obese thing because Red Band was
fuck.
Always like,
I don't want you to tell me that I'm obese.
You're definitely obese.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to have to lose some weight for health reasons. No.
Red Band was like, I was like, you're obese. Like, I'm not obese. He goes, I'm just overweight. Like,
medically,
you're obese. And he's like, no way. And then he goes, well, that chart's off. I'm like, you're like 30 pounds over the obese
I'm in
level.
Vancouver. I should just like go on the cocaine diet. Oh, yeah, lose funny. 80 pounds.
Cocaine diet.
But I'm not like wheelchair bound, morbidly obese. No. Okay, I'm obese, but I'm not morbidly obese.
You're not morbidly obese.
Okay, thank you, Ari. That makes me feel better.
Obese, the problem with the word obese is it sounds so much worse
than it is. It sounds mean.
Yeah.
Obese.
What's better, fat?
Yeah, I don't like any of that. Because
fat is more than chubby.
Yeah, I call myself chubby, but I know I'm not just chubby.
I've been chubby before.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I was 50 pounds heavier.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're tall, too. Like.
Yeah, I hide it well.
See, I hide my weight pretty well, yeah. but like, yeah. Oh, but like internet commenters are still there to tell me that I'm too, like, first time I ever had.
I mean, if you're not perfect, they're going to tell you.
Oh my God. My clip went on the Laugh Factory website when I was there, and I was like, I looked at it and there was like 12,000 hits on the first day, and I was like, that's huge for me. That's never happened. Like, I have like.
Laugh Factory gets a lot of hits on their stuff.
And I was so excited. I'm like, holy shit, this is cool. And then I was like, oh my God, 200 comments. And then I wasn't even thinking, and I started reading them, and there's like, oh, fat chick telling sex jokes. Oh, fat chick with no tits. Oh, she's fat.
Mean.
Yeah. I got tits. I've seen them. They're
tits
not,
McGee.
That's why I'm Tits McGee. I was a little offended more by the no tits comment. But
that picture you took on Instagram of straight down your shirt.
Yeah.
And then it showed your mini skirt, and then it showed your
legs out
there.
The black and white one?
Yeah. I thought, this is how big your tits are. I thought that that was actually because the boobs came out this way, and it sort of molded into, like, your, it looked like the pointing the same direction as your legs were.
Yeah.
I thought you were pulling. Yeah, I thought these are the beginning of your legs, and you pulled down your skirt.
No,
and
those
that
are
was
my
your
tits.
Vagina.
Ew, no.
I thought that was your pussy. And
no.
And then your legs were coming out of there. And
no.
I was like, wait, where's your vagina?
I just have a huge gap between my tits. Yeah. Like, I don't have, like, I have a giant gap between my tits.
Yeah.
If you want to go see that picture, it's on my Instagram, Kathleen_McGee.
McGee.
That's when I was living in LA and I was happy.
So you're not happy now?
No.
How come?
Because it sucks.
Why? What do you mean? You want to be in LA.
I just want to go to the States and like tour. I don't want to cry.
All right, it's all right. I've had like 30 people cry on this.
It's just, it bothers me because I was doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, people were starting to get to know you and like you.
Yeah.
The managers of the Comedy Store is like, we should start putting her on.
He totally was. They were. Yeah. Just before I left, Chris. They told me they were going to start putting me on. It's like, okay, people need to understand that in Canada, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because like I'm too dirty for their sensibilities sometimes, but they're slowly letting me come on. But it's
Canada?
Just, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but they wouldn't let me play in the Yuck Yucks because they said I'm too dirty.
Whatever.
At
Yuck Yucks?
Yeah.
Where?
All over.
That's bullshit because we've always had that. Mark Breslin has always had that thing as like, it's uncensored comedy. And
January was Blue Month.
No, I was supposed to do that tour with you.
I know, but only January. The rest is.
No,
like,
that's not true. Really?
Well, then why do they have a Blue Month?
Why would they
always try to push me to that month?
Because they wanted you to do that special month. It's not, I don't think
Here's
it was
how my
because...
agent had to, he got told. He's
really?
Like, oh, it's just too blue for our act.
Because
he had to say, how about we bill it as the most dirty act you've ever seen? So people won't. And I'm like, I'm not the dirtiest act I've ever
no,
seen.
No, you're not.
Let's just bill it that way.
No, I don't know.
And then they were like, okay, fine. Then we can have him.
I love the opportunities that Yuck Yucks has given me. I have had the opportunity to tour this country with them. But it's also like frustrating because you don't go anywhere.
Right.
And there's nowhere to go. And like,
yeah, like if you grow up, if you start in Oklahoma City,
yeah, you could
if
eventually
you get big enough, you could just go to New York or LA.
Yeah. You guys don't know how fucking lucky you are.
Yeah. Just being, to be able to be poor in New York or LA.
You don't understand how lucky that is. Because there's, like, when I was in LA, there was always the feeling that something could happen.
Yeah.
Somebody could see me. Even if I could get more tours throughout the States, I just want a tour. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. Somebody could have you open for them, some bigger guy wrestler or something.
But in Canada, that just... It feels...
doesn't exist. Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. Like, I lost so much money trying to get a stupid visa that never happened. And everyone's like, just keep trying. I'm like, I don't have the money.
Yeah, you can't just keep throwing $4,000 at them. I thought all those signatures and all those people saying...
Yeah, I have all that. But then they said, now you need bookings. And I'm like, how do I get bookings if I can't work there?
Yeah.
Like, it's a stupid system.
You got to line up bookings a year in advance. They don't book that far
they
in advance.
They don't.
And then start saying.
It's so fucking... Like, I even asked you, and you said that I could, like, use your dates and stuff. Like, and...
Yeah.
And, like... But it's so frustrating to be, like... You're at a point in your career where I would like to move on, but...
So you can't just come to America off the books and then just work the clubs? Only do comedy?
That's why they wouldn't let me back in. I wasn't even really working. I was doing free spots, but they said that because I was doing spots at places that took admission, I was technically working for them. It's
yeah,
all
it
this
sounds
bullshit.
Like UCB.
It's all this bullshit.
I'm not getting paid. What do you mean? Am I working for you?
It's just like, it's so frustrating. because I know people say, well, that you're taking spots away from Americans. I'm like, but Americans can come up here so easy.
Yeah, there's no, you're taking away spots from Americans. No. Oops. Taking away, first of all, there's tons of spots.
Yeah.
Especially in LA and New York. There's tons of spots. You're not taking, you're taking away for some one, like, level shittier open micer.
Yeah.
There's no, people ask me, used to get mad at me, like, what about, like, the people at Comedy Central once brought up, we're all at a dinner once, brought up Steve-O, the Jackass guy.
Yeah, yeah, I opened for him in Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah, he was really nice. He didn't really hang out, but he was nice.
Super nice.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's actually really nice.
He's so nice.
When I see him in the airports and stuff, I'm like, fuck yeah, Steve-O.
Yeah,
and I
cool
forget
guy.
About the fact that he did my favorite movies. He's just like a nice
No,
dude.
He's just a regular dude, which is cool. Yeah.
They're like, oh, Steve-O's booked at this. And they all looked at me like, oh, sorry. Does that bother you? And I was like, no, he's nothing to do with me.
That's the thing is, like, I don't like when people are like, you know, when people feel threatened by other comics and stuff. It's like, well, nobody is Kathleen McGee. Nobody has my stories, my life experiences, my style of comedy. Like, you can always try and emulate someone, but you're never going to be, there's never going to be another Ari Shaffir. There's never going to be, people will always compare you to people, but there's never, ever going to be another.
Yeah, you're certainly not taking spots. That's what we always say with Mexicans with our job. They're taking our jobs, and it's like, what
No, they're
jobs?
Doing the jobs that you don't want to do.
Picking, yeah, they're, if they didn't do it, we would have a machine do it.
Yes.
No Mexicans American would
just
ever
your
do
machines.
That. Yeah, they're just cheaper than machinery.
Yeah. No, I just.
And they're more easily replaceable.
Yeah. That's why I moved to Vancouver.
What?
Because I was in Edmonton and. Like, I can't, like, that's where I'm from and stuff, but it's just,
so
like,
you can't even go to Seattle?
Well, I haven't tried yet. I haven't tried to cross the border, because when I got turned away, they basically, they never said I'm banned. They said you have to get your visa to come back, but I don't know if he meant to come work or not, so I'm going to try, like, I would like to try and just, like, get another person that has a car and see if we'll just go to Seattle for a night, see if they let me in.
Yeah.
And just be like, listen, like, I didn't know what to do. I still have all my shit. Like, Brant Tobler has it in his apartment because he's awesome, and it's not, I'm not paying $100 a month in a storage unit anymore in LA, but yeah. I do want my stuff back, and I do want to come back. I was having so much fun down there, and it was just like, oh, because like, I love the Comedy Store and like, I finally got sort of into it.
Yeah, into the store. Into the scene of it.
Sorry. Sorry.
I can't even apologize like a non-Canadian. That's why I don't get let in the border. I'm so sorry. I'm from there.
That's what I would say. That was the worst day of my life, was getting turned over.
Oh.
That was brutal.
Can I get my money back for the ticket, please?
They were so mean. I lost all my money. I had to buy another ticket back to Edmonton. Have I told this story before to you? Like, oh my God. Like,
Edmonton from where?
From Vancouver. But it was $300 and some. I was like, are you serious? Like, you can't just, like, out of the goodness.
Put me back on a plane.
Yeah, and it was empty. The plane was empty that I was on. I was so mad. But,
Yeah, I always wonder what happened if you go to, like, England and they deny you entry.
Then you just have to go right back.
Yeah, but then how do you get right back?
I don't know. Like, if
you buy another last minute ticket.
I think if you have no money, they might just get you back on. Like, I didn't really have money either, but they were like, well, you can stay in Vancouver, which I should have just stayed in Vancouver and slept on a couch for a couple days and end up here anyway. But it all worked out. I got a big dick for a year. But no, when I got I cry easily. So I was in this guy's office for like 4 hours, and he was interrogating me. And for the first 2 hours, it seemed like I was going to go and things were fine. He's like, I just want to get a little bit of information from you. And I'm an idiot. I should have just stopped talking. But then he was asking me questions, and I was answering the questions. And I'm like, he made it seem like I'd be arrested if I didn't answer the questions and all this other crap. And then finally he's like, well, you're not going back. And then I was crying, and then he goes, so what are you gonna do? And I said, well, you've wrecked everything, so I think I'm gonna kill myself.
You said that to try to get him on your side?
No.
Yeah,
just because I'm dramatic, and it's the worst thing you can do, because then like, they wouldn't let me leave until the police came.
Oh really? Because you said you were gonna kill yourself?
Yeah, and then the cops came, and they're like, where did we take that threat seriously? And then I was like, well, don't tase me, because they killed a man with a taser in the Vancouver airport a couple years ago.
Really?
I'm just an
don't
idiot.
Tase me, bro.
I'm just an idiot when I get upset. So I'm like crying, and like, and these cops are following me around, and one of my suitcases, the wheel had fallen off, so I'm dragging. It was like, and then I'm sitting in the airport, and I called my friend Doug Fager. Do you know Doug?
Doug Fager.
He's a comic.
Yeah, I know the name.
Tall guy.
Okay.
Anyway, he was going to come pick me up at LAX, and I called him, and I got his voicemail, and I was like, they're not letting me back in. And then I think I rambled for a bit, and then I said, don't let them forget about me. And then he called me back, and he's like, that's the most tragic voicemail I've ever received. But that's the thing with LA is they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you leave for a couple months, they forget about you.
One of my favorite things, and also least favorite, but it's favorite to like in hindsight to look at it. Yeah, yeah. These guys come back after a year gone.
And they think, I'm going to come right back in.
And they come to the store like, oh, I used to work here in this phone room. Like, all right, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you? Get the fuck away from me.
I think that's why
they want to get spots again. It's like, beat it. We stopped thinking about you the second you were gone. Or they go, hey, how you doing? They're like, I've been gone for a year and a half. Like, oh, I didn't realize.
But there's new people. I love the that's why I love the Comedy Store, I think, the most, because...
No, your tissue broke.
I know. Nothing's going right. No, I think I like the Comedy Store the most is because they're not soft. I don't like how soft comedy has gotten.
They're not soft.
Everybody gets a chance and everybody's a winner. No, people that are funny get a chance and people that are funny are winners.
When Michael Richards came before the whole nigger thing.
Yeah, and they couldn't get on. He couldn't get on?
No, he got on. I mean, he's famous. You're going to get on.
Yeah.
I mean, especially that famous. Yeah. But like, people are like, oh my God, the first week is like, Michael Richards is here. Kramer's fucking here. That's pretty cool. Like, hey man, some people got pictures, you know?
Yeah.
And then after about a week of watching his act, people are like, ugh,
oh, he sucks.
Didn't talk to him.
No, that's why
even talk to him.
That's why I love the Comedy Store, because people say that it's mean there and it's clicky and stuff, but no, it's
not clicky. You're not accepted.
And you're not funny.
Clicky means that there are groups that are accepted, but no, it's not that.
Yeah. And I think if you hang out enough and you're cool enough and you are funny, you'll get accepted.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Also, they're all socially awkward, so it's like new person. Like, what do you want us to do? Fucking roll out a mat for you?
And give you a hug?
You feel weird.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
We're feeling strange.
Yeah.
Get out of here. It's our clubhouse.
But it is the best place to hang out ever.
It's the best place to hang out.
I used to stay there, like, because I lived, like, on just off Sunset and, like, by the Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have a car. So my two spots I hung out were Laugh Factory and Comedy Store. That's pretty much all I did for, like, the 6 months that I was there.
Really?
And
the store
stays
open till 2.
Till 4.
And people stay there until, the band, the Don Barris Overdrive.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing. I would just go and dance to the Don Barris Overdrive all night long. I remember one night there was this girl that was like super drunk. And she was showing all the guys her tits in the back. And I'm like, as a woman.
Oh, in the back?
Like in the back hallway. Like, you know, when you leave the original that hallway.
Happen there sometimes.
So, but it was so funny because I was watching this and I'm thinking, I should probably be like, as a woman, be like, this is wrong. But as a comic, I'm like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's not even sexual, really.
No.
There's a few weirdos, like PJ, will make it like sexual. Like, yeah, what are you doing now?
Yeah.
But everyone else like, show your tits.
Yeah.
Ah, she did it. Yeah, let's go.
And they all wanted to touch them. And I'm like, as a woman, I should be like, this is wrong. You should treat women better. But then also, I'm just like, as a woman, I should be like, to that woman, have a little bit more fucking respect for yourself.
Yeah.
To like, don't stand in the back and like, flash your tits to a bunch of comics.
Like, they're animals, though. They're immediately going to take that and like, let's just, any sort of insecurity. They're going to jump on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm cold.
You're cold now.
I tried my best.
No, it's good.
I turned off the heat.
It's cooler. It's nice. I had a cry.
You had a good cry.
I shouldn't be drinking hot coffee either. But
what's this from?
That's my cord. That's my phone charger.
Plugged it in. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Like,
I just
felt
like, that doesn't look like it was from here.
It's not mine.
I don't remember
That's not real. But yeah, so I do want to come back to the States and
So what's the next, how are you going to be able to do it? You're not going, that's why you're depressed, you're saying.
I really like lost a lot of ambition.
Yeah. And you went off your antidepressants too, right?
Yeah. But not because of that. Like I just went off them recently because I was just like, I don't want to be on them anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend that much money. I couldn't afford it either. But
how much is it a month?
Like $45 a month.
50.
But that's a lot when you're broke.
No, I know.
So.
I had to come up with like, fuck. I'm like, all right.
But
and then at some point, the doctor was like, the pharmacy was like, they weren't giving me the poor person's discount.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's $250. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. If you
don't
give
me, I'm
going to
stop taking this and I'm going to start going back to wanting to kill myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to work up the courage.
Yeah.
Give me the discount I had before.
Oh, fuck. It's so sad how like mental illness is not. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody ever. And I feel like it's such a cliche. Like, oh, I'm a comic and I'm depressed. But I am.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's such a cliche.
It is sort of a cliche. But is it that everyone's depressed? Or is it sometimes also comics don't have direction? So that makes you more depressed. Like, if you had a job you got to deal with every day, you can't afford depression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I also, like, when Robin Williams killed himself, I don't know why it hit me so hard, but I was on the SkyTrain and I started bawling.
Really?
Because I saw it. It was just, but it wasn't because of, like, I loved Robin Williams. I grew up watching him. But I think it was more the fact that, like, he had the career that I want.
Right. Right.
And he still killed himself.
Nothing's never better. You think, like, it'll get better if I do this, and you realize there is no better. So he had whatever he wanted. And it was still fucking
so scary.
Man, I was at Shroomfest at this cabin.
When you found out?
Joshua Tree, yeah.
Were you high?
No. It was the morning, so we were, like, going to take him that night, yeah, you know, yeah, a little later.
Yeah.
But
were you sad?
Not at all.
You didn't care?
Someone was like, Robin Williams killed himself. Like, oh, really? Hey, so then later maybe we'll go up hiking in there. Because I thought, did you hear Robin Williams? I was like, oh, yeah, it's crazy. I guess, yeah, he killed himself. Interesting. Huh. Anyway. So, yeah.
Well, to me, it wasn't like, I wasn't like it. I always watched him, but it was just more the fact that, like, you have everything you wanted.
Yeah.
These are the things I'm trying to get. And it's never going to get better.
Remember that poem?
Which poem?
About the guy, the rich guy. Who,
I don't know that poem. Don't read it to me. I'm going to bawl.
I got to read it.
Whenever I read that article by the interview with Greg Giraldo about failure for Psychology Today, that always makes me sad because I'm like, holy shit, that's so true. Everything he says, because he just talks about how he feels like he's a failure at all times.
Richard Corey.
Who's Richard Corey? I don't know.
That's the name of the poem.
Oh.
It's written by Edwin Arlington Robinson.
And it's about a rich man that kills himself?
Whenever Richard Corey went downtown, we people on the pavement looked at him. He was a gentleman from sole to crown, clean-favored and imperially slim. And he was always quietly arrayed, and he was always human when he talked. But still he fluttered pulses when he said, good morning. And he glittered when he walked. And he was rich. Yeah, richer than a king. And admirably schooled in every grace. In fine, we thought he was everything to make us wish we were in his place. So on we worked and waited for the light and went without the meat and cursed the bread. And Richard Corey, one summer night, went home and put a bullet through his head.
Jesus. Yeah. I guess it's like you never know what someone else is dealing with.
You never know. You think their life is so fucking great.
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel did a song, Richard Corey. Interesting. Fucking Wikipedia.
Wikipedia solves everything.
It's great, man.
It's amazing. It makes you so smart.
Yeah.
It makes everything easier to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try and get back in, but I just have to get some more ambition.
And then the problem is, too, people want to help you less because they're like, we try, and then it's like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Like, my management dropped me.
Because you're not there.
Yeah.
All right, well, before we go on, I want to get to the discussion of what we're going to talk about, because this seems sad. So let's talk about fucking.
Okay.
Which is less sad. You think you fuck more because you're depressed?
Probably.
That'll cover up the depression a little bit.
Yeah.
I was just talking to this guy, this Morgan Black from Insight.
Yeah.
And he was saying how he heard this thing about, I forget who he said it to him, but when you're coming,
yeah,
when you're literally orgasming,
yeah,
your mind cannot be on anything else except that.
It feels good.
Except, oh, it feels so good.
Yeah.
And so it takes your mind off depression, off everything.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's almost the reason to do heroin or to do whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think that's why I probably, like, some days I just watch Netflix and masturbate all day.
I just got a question from Adam Egott. Did you know Adam Egott?
Yeah, I knew him. I don't know if he would remember me, but
he's staying in my
apartment.
Yeah. And his question is, random question, but do you happen to have a fire extinguisher in your apartment?
Oh, shit.
Like a quick phone call.
That's a terrible question to text.
That's a phone call situation.
Yeah, that's not a text situation.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Are you gonna speakerphone this?
Yeah, why not? I could either pause it or speakerphone it, but. Random question. maybe his phone's on fire. Hey, man.
Hey.
Got your text. What's, I do not have I really don't think I have a fire extinguisher. No, I would know. I don't have one. Why? What do you need? What's going on?
I wouldn't worry about it. I think I have this pretty much well contained at this point. Just to be safe, though, what's the number for the fire department again, though? It's 9-something. 9-something-something.
Yes, you are right. It is 911. Yeah, there's some pens by the desk or on the pot desk.
I'll just write on the wall.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Well, there's one, right?
For fire, yeah. Go ahead and call. Go ahead and give him a call if there's some fire. What's fucking idiot? Is there a fire going on there?
What?
Is there a fire in my apartment?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Well, I'll see you at the Cowboys-Giants game tomorrow then.
All right, man. I'll see you then.
Go Cowboys.
Later. Thanks again. No!
That's so funny. That's the weirdest. You don't text that kind of question. Like
random question. It's a funny question.
Random question. Do you have a fire extinguisher?
You know who liked him was, who's the old fat comic? Not old, but like, he was from the 80s. It was a Family Feud. Louis Anderson. Loved Boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Adam's a good looking guy and he loves Adam. And he had to deal with him because his manager showed up. Adam's job was to make him feel welcome and be like, hey, we need a drink or anything. I can help, you know, tell him where to sit, you know, anything. But Louis loved him. And Adam was like not into
boys.
Into boys at all, older. Yeah. That's just not,
not even in a sugar daddy situation.
But then they found his phone. You know how you tweet out love gay, love black cock and stuff? So Jason Tebow took his phone and found, what's the guy's name? The comic?
Oh, Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson's contact. And just, it was like 1:30 in the morning, and he just wrote, sup.
No!
Yeah. like what do you? And then he got like 40 texts back.
Oh, no.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm just around.
That's mean.
Yeah.
So. I stole a comic's phone, and I kind of knew him, but I didn't know him super well. This was in Toronto. And I stole his phone, and I changed it to I Love Black Cocks, because that's a fun game, right?
Of course.
He got so mad and furious at me that I've completely lost respect for him, and I can't even
You want to be like, I know you're mad at me. It's actually now I'm mad at you that for you have, being mad over this.
You can't be a comic and have no sense of humor about yourself. You can't.
Yeah, I'm mad at you if you even delete that shit.
Yeah.
You should, out of respect for comedy, you should leave keep that up.
You should leave all the likes. You should leave
at
all
at most, you're allowed to go, that was not me, that was my friend. Exactly. But you leave that fucking thing up.
I don't delete anything on social media usually, unless it's like a horrible.
This is horrible, yeah.
It's horrible. Like,
I didn't word that right. Yeah. This is coming out wrong.
No, but I definitely, back to the fucking, I definitely fuck more because I'm depressed.
You do.
I'll sleep with anybody, not anybody, but like most people. Like if a guy is into me, instead of just giving him my number and being like, call me, let's go for a drink sometime, I'm like, let's go fuck.
You just go that way.
Yeah.
It was like that girl last night.
Yeah.
That it was like, all right, look, I'm not going to be in Vancouver a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to be your boyfriend. I'm not going to. Yeah. But some girls just want that.
You have to like act under that premise of like, oh, we should hang out. And like, what hang out? I'm gone in a day and a half. What hang out? This can only be one thing.
Yeah. The worst is when I sleep with someone and I actually like them, and then it still ends with nothing.
That's a problem. That's why girls have to do the thing where it's so counterintuitive, where if you actually do like somebody, then you have to not sleep with them.
I know, but it's too difficult.
But then the problem with me, or guys that know how to get laid at least a little bit, is that they're just like, okay, well, then I'm just not going to wait around.
Yeah.
Like, your only shot at this is just doing it, and then...
Yeah.
It's just like...
But I don't think guys get that desperate. Do they? Because girls get desperate for intimacy, I think.
No, absolutely, guys do.
Really?
You think about comics.
Yeah, I guess so.
But regular guys haven't gotten laid in a month and a half.
Yeah.
So if a girl goes out with them and like touches their leg, that's enough to rope you. Like, oh, I think I got a shot at this one.
Yeah, like I had a joke about how there's a new app in Vancouver where you just get to tour filthy bachelor apartments. It's called Tinder. And you just, I know it's a lame Tinder joke, but it's like, that's basically when I first moved here.
Tinder.
Great, and then I would just go out with a dude, go back. Give him a blowjob, maybe have sex. One time, I went out with this guy on Commercial Drive. He had an apartment on Commercial Drive in Vancouver, and I remember I was like giving him a beejer, and he came pretty loud. And then like his window was open, and we could hear like somebody clapping outside the window.
Really?
After. It was so funny. I don't know. Maybe I just don't. I'm wired differently though. Like even all my girlfriends are like, you think more like a dude. Like you think more like. You're not looking to like settle down with somebody.
Right. You're looking to get your rocks off.
Yeah.
Which that's okay sometimes.
Yeah. Which is why I think married men are attracted to me too. I have so many.
But that's how you started with Jim though, huh?
Jim's not married, what?
No, you started just getting your rocks off.
Yeah, we just hooked up.
You were supposed to be gone the end of that weekend.
Yeah.
I still feel bad about that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like
it wasn't because of you. No.
I feel like
I came back because I needed to work. I didn't come back because you.
But you were doing that weekend with me.
Yeah. So it is all your fault. You owe me $4,000, Ari. Remember, you're wealthy. Remember?
I will give you a Maynard's Juicy Squirty Berry.
Perfect. That makes up for everything. Makes everything okay now. They do squirt, actually. Ooh, it's creamy.
Yeah, well, you got to eat it quick. It's squirted out. That's those good. Things, by the way, those Maynard's bags are perfect when you're going to like a UFC and you want to do mushrooms. You just throw your mushrooms in there. And
oh my God, that's so brilliant.
Yeah, and you either pull out something sticky or something fucking hard. Dry.
I like it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you're Duncan a genius. Trussell's idea. Duncan Trussell. Put him in here, he said.
You're a genius.
We
He's
did it together
genius.
In Calgary.
Oh,
at the UFC.
You were in Calgary the week that I was in Edmonton. I opened for Jay Oakerson that week, but you were in Calgary.
That same week?
Yeah, at Yuck Yucks.
We were both in.
I asked to open Alberta for you. Together? But they said that it was already booked. Yeah.
I got to get you way out in advance next time.
Yeah. So I can, we'll come up here and we'll do Vancouver, Victoria or something.
Yeah, I'll book Victoria. I want
to
go
there. You just need to like use me
that
as
seems
your
like
opener.
A summer thing, though, right?
I don't know. Like, BC is nice in the winter because it's not really that cold.
Could, you know what else is nice in the winter? Phoenix.
Yeah. But I can't get Austin. There right now. I can't work there.
Florida. I would never go to Florida. But
yeah. No, I do want to. Yeah, no. Do you want to, like... I always had this obsession with squirting. Like, I always wanted to do... I wanted to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like... Even, like, I was with, like, one of my last...
It's the holy grail for a girl's sexuality.
Yeah, because it's, like... It's, like... It's possible for every girl to do it, by
you
the
think
way.
So?
Yes. I can do it now. I can control it now. But, like, I remember the first... Because I had a friend that could do it. And she told me, it's going to feel like you have to pee... So just go with it.
You don't, because you're going to try to hold it back from peeing.
Yeah. So I was in Halifax doing shows at Yuck Yucks, being a slutty comedian. And I met a guy and I went back with him and we were both wasted. And we were making out. And all I could think of was like, I told him, I'm like, I want you to make me squirt. And he's like, I'm going to do it. Guys are always confident. Guys are always like, I can do it. You know, I'm the man. I can make you squirt. I know what I'm doing.
I'm the man.
I'm the squirt man. So then anyway, we went back to his apartment. We were making out and like nothing even like crazy. But my drunk brain was like, you have to pee. And then my drunk brain was like, go with it. So I started peeing and I peed.
You for real peed?
I peed in his bed.
Wow.
But then I like was like, oh my God, you made me squirt. I've got to go. That was the worst story ever. It's the worst story ever. I don't know why I did that, but.
I'll hit you with one.
You have a better one?
Jim Painter.
Yeah.
He's fucking a waitress at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. At the store?
No, not at the store. She was from the store, though. She hooked up with everyone except me and David Taylor.
Aw, you poor boys.
Poor boys, because we treated her like a human.
Yeah.
And that was a mistake.
Yeah.
She hooked up with everybody else.
She likes to be treated like garbage.
Yeah, and she did this thing where she would like lean over. You know what? The waitress would wait for the drinks to come out in the back. And so she would like lean over like this on the bar. And her ass was fucking perfect.
Of course,
she had
yeah.
a ballerina ass. And it was just like, ballerina oh my ass. God. She smelled a little bit because she always used that Tom's of Maine shit. But so hot. Anyway, he was fucking her. And then as soon as they were done, she was like, oh, same thing. They were like, oh, I got to go. She went to the bathroom, took the covers, the blankets with her, went to the bathroom, and then said, oh, I got to go. And then she put on clothes on and left. And he was like, what? And then, okay. And then he like walked over the door. He's like, all right, I'll see you later. And then he turned the lights, and there was shit all over the bed.
She shit the bed?
The way he says it, I literally fucked the shit out of her.
See, that's a good story for him. Even though he had to clean up that stuff, that's a great story.
Yeah, but he did say it on stage while she was waitressing, like later
that's
that week
so
when, they,
funny.
When they started like breaking up and like.
Did he
bad.
Use her name, or he just said he did it with his
I
girl?
I don't remember. I think it was like the waitresses were. I think he was like real and.
I don't think I would ever use someone's name.
He was like her. I fucked her, the waitress that's here tonight.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Yeah, no, that, yeah, that's the only time I've ever peed a bed.
I squirted, I gotta go.
I gotta go, thank you for making
squirt
me squirt.
Is yellow.
Yeah. First person that ever made me squirt was a woman.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, because I was hooking up with this guy that I met on some sort of dating site. That's what chubby girls have to do to find guys to fuck them.
And so wait, where did the girl come in?
Okay, so he was like, he always was like, do you want to have a threesome? You want to have a threesome with me and my girlfriend? I showed her your picture and she thinks you're hot. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I thought we were just like hooking up together. And then, but then I tried to do this thing. I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to fuck you and your girlfriend, then I want to fuck you and one of your guy friends. And he's like, no, no, no. That's disrespectful to women. And what? I was like, what? I'm like, how is that? He's like, that's not cool. Like, it's like we're both like controlling you. I'm like, no, I've had sex with two guys at one time. I've also been raped by two guys at one time, but that's a different story.
That's not the one you thought.
That wasn't the enjoyable one. But
what episode was that of this podcast?
But no, I'm like, I don't find anything disrespectful about that. I'm getting all the attention. When you have a threesome with another girl, you're constantly competing. You're constantly thinking, oh, he likes her better.
Oh, right.
So anyway, like, I was like, I guess. And finally he convinced me, and one night we went over to her place, and I wasn't attracted to her. She was kind of like a goth chick, and I'm not into that at all. Yeah. I know there's some people that love that, but I'm just like, no, I just want a nice girl that looks like she shops at Old Navy or something.
Yeah. Forever 21 does not give goth stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes. But then I was like, well, I'm here. Might as well experience this. So I just like, we like made out and stuff. And then she had this weird ass toy that was like a shape of a U.
Yeah.
And then.
What's your butt and vagina?
No.
Clit and vagina?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she started using it on me, and then I felt all the hairs on like the back of my head stand up, and I just went pow.
And what, did it spray or did it just
yeah,
gush?
No, it wasn't a gush. It was like a porn star squirt, like pew, pew, pew. That was the sound it made too. No, okay. But then I was so excited because I'm like, I always wanted to do that. I was
did
like,
it feel like awesome or anything?
Yeah, it felt great. Felt great. I think that like, I don't know. It doesn't. I feel like a squirt orgasm feels different from like
squirt orgasm. Yeah,
it's different than
it's
like
different.
It feels different.
How's it different? What's the feeling?
I don't know. It just feels like a release. I guess that's a good way of saying it.
Sarah Schaefer said she just started.
Yeah,
and she was like, said the same thing. I think every girl's possible, but you really got to learn how to do it.
You have to learn how to do it. You have to
learn
like
your body, not be weird about your body.
Any girl that's listening to this and wants to try it, get drunk. If you're drunk when you're doing it, then your body is really relaxed.
Your inhibitions will be down.
Your inhibitions are down. You're not as like tense about it.
But you don't have to be drunk every time.
No, but just the
just
first time. And then once you do it once, you'll be able to do it all the time because you know what you're feeling for, and you'll be able to tell a guy. Like I had this one guy because. He's like, I heard you squirt. I want to make you squirt. I'm like, okay. He's like, tell me what to do. So I'm like, finger bang me really hard. Yeah. Like, you're not going to hurt me. Finger bang me really hard. And then he was just like, and I'm like, that's not hard. And he's like, I'm like, finger bang me hard. Like, I was yelling at him. And then he finally figured it out. But I think if a girl says, you're not going to hurt me, you're not going to hurt me. Like,
that's, to me, that sounds like a challenge.
That's what I think all
like,
guys
well,
find.
I'm about to hurt you.
No, I don't mean like I want to get like I don't want to be bleeding afterwards.
Oh,
but I'm
yeah,
just like
that's when you know sex was good. If you're bleeding, it's like oh, what's that red? On? I was like, yeah.
I told you about the G. You don't know
not from the vagina, but just somewhere else in your body. The G what?
The Gian Gomeshi stuff. You were like, what's going on with this? Who's Gian Gomeshi? It's funny because Americans probably don't know anything about this, but it was huge in Canada because he was this radio host for CBC, and then he got fired. Abruptly, and then he put out this thing that was like the CBC fired him because of his sexual preferences and that he likes S&M. And
why can you fire somebody
no,
for being an S&M?
But listen, so then all these women started coming forward and saying, "No, he's aggressive, and I didn't want it. He punched me. He did all this stuff, and it was awful." Like, yeah. So it wasn't S&M is fine. Punching and choking is fine if both people are into it.
But can't you just be like Claire does not like it? I told you that.
Don't tell me.
What? No. She doesn't, but she's always like, stop. She said, I'm going to punch you in the balls if you try to choke me again.
Which, that's her choice, though, and like you shouldn't choke her.
But I still did it. I don't want somebody coming forward and be like, he needs to get fired from his job.
Yeah.
We reached an understanding.
I don't know. Read up. I don't know enough about it. It's kind of like, it's old news now, but he was fired. And but he's kind of, I had an issue with him on Twitter. Like, we had a Twitter fight once.
Really?
Because of, he tweeted something about, he was mad that Sarah Silverman didn't show up for an interview.
Didn't get choked by him.
And I was drunk with Waukesha at our office, the Crown and Dragon in Toronto. And we were talking about it. And we were like, well, that's kind of dumb because he doesn't really ever have female comics on. And then, so I just tweeted, I'm like, well, maybe Sarah heard that you don't really support female stand-ups in Canada and decided not to participate.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mouthy bitch. And it was probably not a good thing to do, but then he tweeted back, and I'm like, you're a superstar, why are you tweeting me back?
It's fun to fuck
but he
with
got
celebrities.
Yeah, he got mad at me, and he's like, what are you talking about, that's bullshit, or I don't remember the tweets, I didn't keep them, but he got mad, and then he goes, I've had Catherine O'Hara and Claire Brosseau, and I'm like, well, Catherine O'Hara is not a stand-up comedian.
No, not at all.
And Claire is one female comedian in Canada, and yeah, it's just it was so funny because he got mad at me, and then he was in this band called Moxie Fruvis in Canada when I was in junior high, which was like a huge band, and I'm like, why are you mad? Moxie Fruvis was my favorite band in grade 7. And then he went and deleted all the tweets. But I like just from that interaction, I'm like, this is an arrogant asshole. Like he was. So then when this all started coming out, all these people were like, yeah, no one's ever really, everyone's always thought he was a bit of a jerk, and he's kind of like overstepped his like celebrity in Canada, and then it got all taken away from him.
All taken away. Yeah. Like Bill Cosby.
But But, like, stop raping women and trying to get away with it. That's the best part about all of this coming out.
She wasn't raping anybody. He was just doing
He was assaulting them, though, like punching them and like
punching their butts?
No, their faces. That's he would like punch them in the face. I You know what? You know what's really
Here's the problem though. I had a girl in San Diego, the first girl I choked anybody with.
Yeah.
And she was like choking me. I was like,
She said that or you
said she's like, I want you to choke me. I was like, that doesn't I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I want you to. And I was like, all right. And then it was like, I just put my hand on her throat.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, fucking do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, don't just like you said, like hard. I said hard. And then I did it. And I was like, immediately, I was like, oh, light bulb went off. And I was like, oh, I love this.
Oh, no. Now you're a choke addict.
But then she was like, hit me. And I would like slap her a little bit. And she was like, harder, harder. And I'd slap. And then I backhanded her.
Jesus.
But she was into it. But the problem is, the girls who are into that stuff, they don't like to ask for it.
No.
So you kind of have to surprise them with it. And then the girls who don't like it don't like to get surprised with it. Should we eat the stuff now?
Yeah, let's. What time is it now?
It's 3.
No, well, it'll hit
3:10.
Let's eat it at like in 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Well, because the movie's 3 hours long.
I know, but this stuff lasts 5 hours.
That lasts for 5 hours?
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll eat it now.
You think it's going to work out and we're not going to be high anymore? It's not going to kick in for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, but the movie's at 4:20.
Right. That's 1:10.
So I don't want to be high rate when the movie starts. I like getting high as the movie's in, so it's like slowly I'm like, whoa.
Okay. Right. Okay. We'll save it.
I learned not to say that I like rough sex because I guess I don't like it that rough. Because I was with a guy once and he's like, do you like rough sex? And I was like, yeah. Like, I thought he meant just getting fucked hard and spanked and all that kind of stuff. And no, he like... And I actually liked this guy, so then I let him get away. He pulled my hair so hard, he pulled hair out.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
He punched me in the back of the head, and I was, like, not liking it all, and it was scary. And this was after I had my incident, and so it kind of, like, I had little bits of flashbacks because he did choke me and hold me down, and it scared me a little bit.
It's supposed to scare you. That's supposed to be part of it.
Yeah, but it wasn't a good scare. It wasn't this is going to make me come scare. Like,
once I get a girl, like, pulls my hand off, I'm like, no, pulls, then I'm like, all right, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Like, a good scare is if you're fucking a guy that lives at home and his mom might walk in on you.
What happened in where were you just with Christina?
Oh yeah, I don't even know if Christina knows what I did.
What'd you do? So you left Edmonton.
Yeah, I'm living in Vancouver now.
And you had a boyfriend, but you're done now.
Yeah, Jim and I just decided we still love each other, and I think I'll love him for the rest of my life, and we'll be friends forever. But we both he's been amazing because he doesn't want to hold me back. Like, he doesn't want me to stay in Edmonton and we both don't want to really get married.
He believes in you.
He believes in me. He helps me mentally. Like, if I'm having a really bad day, I'll just call him or text him and he'll talk to me. And he's helped me. Like, he sent me money because he's an amazing person. And it's good to have those. Like, that's why I don't think that you're meant to have one true love. I don't think that that's true. I think you're meant to have many true loves. Yeah.
That one true love thing, I think that comes from when we used to live to about 40.
Yeah.
But now it's like...
And we used to read fairy tales all the time.
Yeah, was that too.
Fairy tales fucked up my generation bad.
Yeah. Movies.
For women. Movies.
Romantic movies.
Yeah, because I recently read an article that was really interesting about how The Little Mermaid is actually a really shitty movie for little girls to watch. And that was that was my Frozen. When I was a little girl... We watched The Little Mermaid over and over. We sang all the songs. We loved The Little Mermaid. But then this article said she's really not giving a good message because basically she gives up her voice, the one thing that is her identity, and it's her.
Yeah.
She gives her voice away just so that she can be with a man.
Wow. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying you should give your voice away.
No, you shouldn't.
No, but that's what the movie's saying.
Yeah, the movie's saying give your voice away because you'll get a Prince Charming.
It's not worth it. No, you should be. Your voice is the thing that's you.
Yes, it's you. And they also talk about.
It's too high a price to pay for a man.
So, and they also talk
about. Share your voice.
She also talked about how, she lives. She's a princess in the ocean. She has a great life. She's a wonderful place to live. She's got family. Yeah. And she wants to give it all up to go live with one man. And it's sort of a really bad message for girls to get. I don't want to give up everything for a guy. I've never had that feeling. Every time I've dated somebody, I've always been that comedy is number one in my life. And it probably always will be. Yeah. If you had something important to go to and then I got called to do a show, I'd go do the show.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that if you're going to be with me. And a lot of guys.
Like doctors.
Yeah.
Like a ER doctor.
I just wish I got paid as much as a doctor.
What, $10 is a lot?
You're going to go do a show for $25 and I have to go to my grandmother's funeral alone?
That's the thing, too. People like to say about the money. It's like, it ain't about the money. If it was about the money, I wouldn't be doing it in the first place.
No, it's not. I mean, money helps, but like honestly, it the helps. Feeling that I get on stage. Yeah. Like I could be so depressed.
What's his name that got off stage yesterday?
Ryan Williams. Yeah. He's adorable. I like hanging out with the new guys excited. In Vancouver because they're all so excited and I need to be around that again because I was getting really disenchanted by comedy.
Yeah.
And I really like hanging out with people that still fucking love it and still just want to do it all the time.
Excited about it.
And it's not about the money.
Come up with a new bit.
Yeah.
Like, that was fun. That is the cool thing about the alt scene, that every week you have to have a new fucking bit. So that means you're constantly writing these new ideas and people are like, well, it's not thought out. It's like, it's not more than a week thought out, but
It'll get there. Yeah. It'll get there. But yeah, no, because it's great. Like, they have a show here called The Tragedy Show and it's great. I did it the first one and that's the first time I ever talked about
rape on stage.
That's the first time I ever talked about it and it was, I've never felt nervous. I thought I was going to throw up right before the show. It was just like,
I love that.
I was just trying to like, how am I going to make this funny? And I had a really good set and I made it funny. Like I said, this one point, I was like, there's a point where I had this guy on top of me and I didn't want it and I was crying. So I guess I know what it's like to be married. So, I mean, but I made it funny and then it felt so good. It's like, I don't do therapy. Comedy is like my only therapy. I should probably see a therapist. I have a lot of problems and issues, but, I think I always feel better if I've done a show, even if I don't do that well.
Yeah.
Unless the crowd's full of assholes.
Yeah, it's always way better. Once you do a show, it's better.
Yeah.
All right. So you were with Christina.
Oh, so this is Christina. We did some shows up in Northern BC and, we went to,
I gotta do this now.
A town. You're gonna do it now.
I can't be blasted at 5 hours. I can't be like so high.
Oh yeah, because you got your
show. That's the only problem with edibles is that you can't control the levels as well.
That's why I love edibles. It's not a problem. I call them the roller coaster.
Yeah, if I'm at the UFC or something, then it's like whoa. But I don't have to like be performing. I can just keep my mouth shut.
I'm excited now. Okay, so Christina, and it's kind of cool because we. Girls don't usually get to go on the road together that often.
I will say this too. Your friendship with Christina is amazing.
We love each other.
Do love each other. There doesn't seem to be any sort of judging about any behavior on either of your sides.
I'm proud of everything she does.
You just don't want the other person to get hurt. And that seems like that's all there is.
I
want to
see her succeed and she wants me to succeed. Yeah. And it's kind of rare because I feel there are some females that don't like me very much.
They're competitive female
comics. They're very competitive. And I don't want to be competitive. There's room for everybody.
Yep.
Like, so Christina has been amazing to me. I love her to death. We had so much fun on that tour. We did a strip club.
Where was it?
It was in Prince George, British Columbia.
Where is that? Way high up?
Way up north. It's like 12 hours north. And it was so much fun. And then the next night we did a show in a casino. Yeah. And afterwards, Christina was tired. Like she started getting sick. She says, every time I go to a strip club, I get sick. So I don't know if it's like a gross in there or something.
Oh, like that.
I don't know if there's disease floating around everywhere.
Maybe it reminds of her mom and it makes her upset.
Yeah. So she wasn't feeling great. So I was like, well, I want to stay because all these people were there hanging out, buying drinks and stuff like that.
Oh, that smells like weed.
Does it?
When I put it in my mouth, I can smell it instantly.
Whoa. Oh my God.
You can taste the weed, right?
Yeah.
Well.
This is going to be fun.
You're not brittle.
So Christina went to bed and she was tired. And I hung out in them.
There were these, where?
Inside, we did a big room in the showroom. And I was
in a strip club?
No. This was at a casino. It was a better show.
Okay, so you had a hotel in the place?
Yep.
Okay.
And the hotel had a pancake conveyor belt.
Whoa.
It was the coolest little machine I've ever seen. You hit this button and two pancakes come out in a minute.
What?
Off of a conveyor belt. I was like, this is a cool. I have a video.
Can you spatula
show it
up and get it off?
No, it just floats off of a conveyor belt onto your plate.
Wow.
It's the coolest thing ever. Anyway.
Wow. What hotel is that?
The Prince George Treasure Cove Casino in Prince George, British Columbia.
They should call it the Prince George
Treasure Cove Casino and Pancake.
Featuring the pancake.
Conveyor belt,
yeah.
Okay.
Built by Ford.
So, I don't want it. I don't know why I should hope. I don't think the people that were involved would ever even listen to this podcast, but... So I was like hanging out and there was a table of three dudes that had walked in.
Yeah.
They thought it was just an open bar. They weren't at the show. So, but one of them called me over. I was just standing there.
Do you get laid off stage a lot?
I don't know. Not that often.
you guys approach you after you've been on stage?
No, I don't think that they do.
That's an in or no?
I think that like they, I think a lot of guys are intimidated by me. I'm very tall. I'm a big girl.
Oh yeah, you're tall.
And like I'm very like aggressive on stage, and I have jokes about men not like, I don't have men bashing jokes, but I do have jokes about how I'm not, I, men don't always make me come, which is an honest thing. But like, so I think I mean, if you're listening to this and you have a beard and I look like I'm into you, then let's hook up after a show. You get brought cookies. I just want to be brought beards. And the funny part is none of these, no, one of them did have a beard, but it was a goatee, so I don't consider that a beard.
How many straight men do you know can sit like this?
Not that many.
Does that make you think that I'm not straight?
You have a very gay way of sitting. You have a little gay way about you.
Yeah.
The way you hold yourself. Like, you often, like, hold your body.
I do this a lot when I'm on stage.
Yeah. You do. You have, like, a gay way. I know you're not gay at all, but, yeah, you do have a gay way about you. That's better. Be a man. Uncross your legs.
I do this thing where they have to put the leg here, like, because it's too social stigma if you cross it over. So you got to look like that and be all uncomfortable and, like...
Guys, I feel bad for guys.
Yeah, me too.
You can't like...
Like you said about the thing about three ways. Like, no, I don't want to do that. It's like, no, because you have this homophobia.
Yeah, you don't want to look at another guy's dick or you don't want
to see... Here's why a three-way with two dudes is different than a three-way with two girls. Because with two girls, the two girls are going to be making out and the guys are going to be making out with the girls or whatever. But with two dudes, it's almost always a gangbang. It's
but
never
that's
like,
that's the point of it.
But a threesome is not supposed to be that. A threesome should be like the guys hooking up and making out and then making out with the girl.
Well, I don't always think... I don't think that way.
But if it's two girls and a guy... Don't the girls make out with each other? Or,
yeah.
So I'm saying it's a different...
It is a double standard.
Yeah. Threesomes are different than gangbangs. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
So there are these three guys down there.
Bearded?
I had a goatee. It's not a real beard.
No, that doesn't count.
Right. Don't try to pass off a goatee as a real beard. Grow up.
Have
grow
some self-respect.
Grow the fuck up. Well. Yeah. So we just started talking and then they were like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. We just did a show. And they're like, that's so cool. And I'm like... Oh, you weren't at the show? And they were like, nope. And I'm like, okay, then I really like you even more.
Yeah, because they just sat with you.
Because a lot of the times I think that like a guy talks to me after the show because he's sort of just like impressed that I do comedy or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that just means if they didn't see the show, they were just attracted to me. Yeah. And I'm not lying. I look fucking good that night. Like I had these rubber leggings on. Pleather leggings.
Yeah, sure.
And I had like heels and a leopard print shirt. I looked good. So I don't blame them. But then I'm like, they were staying at the hotel too. I'm not going to say what they did because I don't know. I don't know.
But hold on.
They were at a conference.
I guess we could just say that.
Yeah, it was a conference.
Okay.
It's
better to say the real thing.
I know, but.
No, you've said the hotel though.
Yeah. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
We'll get them in trouble.
But yeah, so we just stayed there and then they came, then they were like, they closed the bar. So like, oh, let's go. And I'm like, I've got two bottles of wine in my room. Cause Christina and I bought some wine.
So we get wine. It's better if you say what they did. Anyway. All right, go ahead. You can't.
I can't. I just don't want anybody to get in trouble.
But how many of them were there staying there? Like dozens, right?
Yeah.
Could have been anybody.
You really want me to say it?
God, I do. It's so much more interesting.
Fine. They were hockey dads.
They were taking their kids to a hockey tournament or something, and they're staying at the hotel.
Yeah, so they went to go have a drink. And it's really funny because I grew up going to hockey tournaments when I was little.
Junior hockey is massive in Canada.
Hockey period is massive. Like,
true.
Like my brother played hockey from the time I was a baby till the time he played hockey professionally in France.
I started calling it ice ball this week. Just to demean Canadians.
You called it ice ball?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, it's not ice ball. I was like, whatever, puck net, whatever you call
puck
your sport.
Net. You like football better?
Yeah.
I don't
I do
like
love
football.
Hockey, but oh yeah.
I can't watch it. It's too slow. All I ever see is that like they make a play and then they're like go back and I don't understand why they have to go back.
What's fun is watching the games the NFL Network does later. They take out all the breaks.
Yeah.
So if they like, tackle, they set up and snap it immediately. So
that
they
might
cut
be better to watch that.
Yeah.
Because I
the whole
I grew
thing
up
is like 30 minutes.
I grew up watching rugby and I love rugby. Rugby's fast.
There's no stopping.
There's no stopping. It's fast. It's athletic. The guys
hockey,
wear short shorts.
Timeouts or penalties. It's the only way they stop the clock.
Yeah. But yeah, so I grew up with hockey tournaments. I went to hockey tournaments all my life. Like I remember when I was, my birthday is in April and it was always, my brother was always in a hockey tournament in Calgary. So we'd always have to go. I remember one time it was my actual birthday and the whole hockey team went to Red Robins And I told my mom, I'm like, do not tell them it's my birthday. Because I was like, my brother was probably like, and all the hockey guys were probably about like 13.
Yeah.
And I was probably like 9.
Yeah.
Or 10. No, probably a little bit more. Maybe 11. And I was chubby. Right. Yeah. And so all, and hockey boys are mean.
Yeah.
And so I told my mom, I'm like, do not tell anybody that it's my birthday here. My mom told the waitress, they made me stand on a table while they sang happy birthday to me.
Aww.
I cried.
While you were standing there?
Yes.
Aww.
And my mom, I wouldn't talk to my mom the whole ride home. I was furious. But anyway, maybe this is why I did this. But they were nice. We were having a good time. And then like, we went back to the room. We were drinking wine. And then we just... One of them left, and then the other two stayed. That's what I have to say.
And then what happened?
We just like I started making out with one of them, and one of them was watching, and it was.
And they both started.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you do the blow one, get fucked by the other?
Yeah,
you did that.
That's what you do. Yeah,
that's what you do.
Yeah. Wow. I don't feel good about myself that like. I don't even know if they could have been divorced. I didn't ask. Right. I don't want to know about you.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know about you. I don't know about. I don't want to know about
That's
your
why
kids.
I'm with people with boyfriends. Like, it's got nothing to do with me. Don't.
I don't want to know about you. I don't want to see your face ever again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anything about that. And it was fun.
Condoms or no condoms?
Well, we did wear condoms, but one of them had like a vasectomy.
Uh huh.
So I was kind of like, you have a vasectomy? I don't want to talk about. Like,
why not?
Oh my god. I don't know why it makes me feel like I'm a bad person.
You're not a bad person, but you can accept it on a mental level that it's like, I just like to do this.
Yeah, and I wanted to try it, so I let him come inside of me. And nothing happened. We're all good.
Okay.
He did have a vasectomy.
Yeah. Man, I really got to get one.
Yeah, vasectomies, if I find out that a guy has a vasectomy, that's really exciting to me.
Oh.
That makes it, yeah, that's awesome.
I am like that when I found out a girl is barren.
And you found out a girl's
barren. Yeah, when she had like ovarian cancer or something, she's like, no, I'll never be able to have kids. It's okay. I'm okay with it. But, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you can't get pregnant?
Wow. Yeah. It's best. It's the best.
It's best.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it even better? Like, that story was pretty funny, but like, this is my favorite. Like, it wasn't even a threesome story, but this is my favorite. Kathleen is a little bit, she's into everything story.
Yeah.
I was in this one. I don't want to say too many things because it will damage someone's reputation if I say so. I was in. Let's make
the head booker of the Yuck Yucks Niagara.
Okay, we'll say I was in Niagara Falls.
Okay, that's a good place to put any romantic story.
Yeah, we'll say I was in Niagara Falls and I was doing shows and I was there a day early and I had a friend with me and We went out drinking that night before the shows and we got really drunk and then she's really gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Ontario. She's
Claire?
No. It wasn't a comic, it was just like a friend that I used to work with in Toronto.
Okay.
And she's beautiful. And so there were these two guys walking over towards us. One was gorgeous and one was okay. And the okay guy started walking towards me and I'm like, oh, I'm the wing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the wing. And the wing started talking to me and then the guy started talking to her.
That's all right.
But
the wing could be a pretty good.
He was that's the thing is he was really fun. And then we started talking. We started hanging out. And I'm like, oh, I have a hotel. Let's go and hang out in the hotel. It's really fun. Let's have a hotel party. And she's like, I don't want to do anything with any of these guys. And I was like, okay, fine. But you're going to take one for the team then because I want to do something with this guy. And we were staying in the same hotel room. So
now she became the wing.
Basically,
you winged her back.
I winged her back. I flipped it.
You flipped it.
What is that, Missy Elliott? I turned it, flipped it, and reversed it. Now. And so anyway, so she pretended to pass out next to that guy so she didn't have to do anything. And meanwhile, like I was making out with Wingman. And then I was like, fuck it. I want to have sex with him. And so I started like riding him. And then I looked over and I saw the dude in the bed next to my friend, like watching and jerking off. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, you don't jerk off next. I was really drunk. I'm like, don't jerk off next to my friend. You sit in that chair and you watch us from there. And then.
Did he?
Yes. Then,
all right.
And then I was like giving him I was giving the wingman a blowjob. And his friend came over and literally put his face right next to me. And he looked at his friend. He's like, why haven't you come yet? I haven't seen your dick for 5 minutes. He's like, I'm drunk. It's really funny. I just like having fun. Is that bad? Does that make me a slut?
Do you feel like it does?
I don't like the word slut because I feel like it's negative.
Me too. I don't like the word slut either.
I don't feel like I, you know,
it's a way that fucking prudes hold the sluts down.
Yeah, I just enjoy having fun and I like to have sex, and it probably has a lot to do with me being super depressed, and it does make me feel better. Do you think anything to do with
you getting raped at a young age? You were already kind of slutty.
I was 24. I was already, like, that was in my phase of becoming super.
What's a better word than slutty?
Free. What is, I had a word for it once and it was really funny. Shit, what was it? I just like to spread love. I just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm like, I feel more judged by women.
You're Ebola love.
I'm Ebola love. Yeah, yeah. I'll kill you eventually.
But it just spreads. It spreads. It's going to spread.
It spreads. Okay. I feel way more judged by women than I feel by men anytime.
Yeah, remember that Steubenville, Ohio thing? That girl, the video of the girl being dragged, like, passed out.
Yeah, yeah.
They were going to rape her. And my friend who does this, like, women's leadership stuff, she's like, yeah, it's terrible. Well, those guys, it was terrible. And the cover-up was terrible for the athletic department. She goes, but look at the video of the other girls that are at that party that are watching it and doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. I've watched, like,
she's not even like, fuck those girls. It's like, no, there's a real thing where girls feel like they have to just say, well, I guess she deserves it if she's.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. Like, there's so much, yeah. I always feel way more judged by women than I ever feel judged by men. Like, I mean, like, I'm sure guys love it when there's a girl that's easy to sleep with. I'm not, like, that easy, though. It's not like anybody can come up to the street right. And be like, bitch, fuck. Like, I'm saying I have to be attracted to you. Yeah. Like, it's not like I'm just going to fuck anybody. I've turned people down.
I'm glad to turn somebody down for sex.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard when that happens. When you get turned down, it makes you feel bad.
Yeah, when's the last time you did it?
That I turned down somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, God, now I have to think. Well, it's not like I'm banging all the time.
Right.
I think I went on a Tinder date with this one dude, and he was just obnoxious. And he kept on telling me jokes. He's like, is that funny? Is that funny? Is that funny? And I'm like, no, this is, can we not? Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, stop. Like, I told you I'm a comic.
Just because you're, like, an accountant, I'm not going to ask math questions and, like, just get over it. That's why I don't like telling guys I do comedy. Because it gets too weird.
It's a little weird.
But you probably meet most girls after shows.
That's almost, I've been on one date in the last 10 years, maybe, where it wasn't connected. Yeah. 15. It was just a girl at my eyeglass place.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever date Jews?
That's a good pickup line.
She's Armenian, so it was like I made fun of her being Armenian a little bit. It's
that's a great pickup line.
Yeah.
I think that, like, guys are too scared to talk to women anymore because all this stupid street harassment stuff. And I
know, but it's like what you told me about the shoes. Tell somebody she has nice shoes in the subway, get no cover. And I still haven't done it because that sort of thing, too.
Yeah.
They call that catcalling where I go, oh, nice shoes is catcalling?
No. I literally, like, never, I don't get catcalled except by, I told you about that homeless guy.
Oh, yeah. That was yesterday.
I had my headphones on and he was, like, yelling at me and waving at me and I was getting mad at him. I'm like, I just don't want to talk to you. And I finally I pulled one of my headphones out. I'm like, what? And he's like, you're really beautiful. And I was like, oh, now I feel like a bitch. I felt bad because, like, he was just being nice.
Yeah, but you can't be like, you gotta take your headphones out so I can tell you're beautiful.
That was a little aggressive.
Hey, come here. I like you.
Yeah.
Like, no, you come here. Go out of your
come
way.
Up to me. No guys ever give me their number.
No.
Nope. I would totally. One dude, when I was in LA, I was at LAX and I was waiting for a friend and I was sitting on this planter and a cop car pulled up and this good looking black cock comes.
Black cock.
Cop and cock comes out and he's like, you can't sit there. And I was like, why? It's a planter. And then he started laughing. He's like, damn. He's like, no reason. I just wanted to talk to you. And I was like, oh, that's really nice.
All the time. In Sunset, they always talk to girls, pull them over.
It was so nice. So, and then I'm like, he gave me his number and he's like, if you want to talk to me, you text me. And then I texted him and we went on a bunch of dates and like, it was, yeah, of course. Nice. Of course I saw them. He was a black cop. I touched his gun, both guns.
Really?
Yeah.
Same time, like stroking both.
Yeah, I stroked
both. Did you have him do that thing where he holds his gun to your head?
No.
Behind, like in Sopranos. Safety on, you know.
No bullets in. That would be fine.
Yeah. Just feel a gun to your head. Oh
my God. Yeah, no. But that was the coolest. That's never happened to me. I've never been picked up like that, and I still haven't since. Well, when Jim,
I just want to talk to you.
Jim actually, when we started, we kind of like the night we hooked up, he came over to talk to me because I knew his sister really well. And then we just started talking, and the whole
Jimbalina?
Night. Huh?
Jimbalina?
Big Dick Jim.
No, no, his sister.
Not Jimbalina.
I just picture a girl with a big beard, a little big like him. Oh, I'm Jimbalina. Me and my brother Jim. Oh, I'm Jim. And then
no, her name is Wendy.
Okay.
But no, so then he talked to me all night, and like some girls came over because they knew him because he's a bouncer. Uh-huh. And some girls came over and like trying to talk to him, and he was like, yeah, yeah. And then he kept talking
to
me.
That's nice.
And I was like, oh, this was awesome. This is great. And then that night he was like, the bar was closed. He's like, do you want to like go to Denny's? And I was like, yeah.
The answer is always yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Denny's is delicious.
So we had our first date at Denny's, and it was so cute. And then like we made out and stuff afterwards.
What's in stuff? Bloom in the car?
Yeah.
Slow jump in the cars. Okay, they're weird.
They make you feel so young.
Yeah, I used to get them after I'd pick up a girlfriend from work. She used to work at the Whiskey right near my place, and I'd wait until she was done, then she'd drive me up the hill and then go home. Uh-huh. You know, but she would blow me in the car, her fucking old Mustang. And it was fucking great. But here's what's awesome. Because you know you're going to come in her mouth.
Yeah.
What's she going to do? Let it go everywhere in her car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not going to happen.
No way.
No. You know, that's actually a good point. Wow. I just do it because I don't want it to go anywhere and I don't want to deal with it afterwards. I say I'm lazy and I don't like to clean.
Yeah. So you're making out of your car and stuff.
Yeah. It was so nice. It was sweet. And then we went on another date the next night. We went on the roller coaster at West Edmonton Mall. And like, he was just cool. He had like ideas.
When did you fuck at the condo the first time? Was that the first time you guys fucked?
No. I don't think so.
You did that night, though.
That was funny, yeah.
Funny, I was doing an introduction in the one room.
Jim was like, I can't believe that I was on, like, Ari Shaffir's podcast fucking. Because he was a big fan of yours. He still is.
Like, on today's podcast, we have a neurophysicist who's talking about, Jesus, Kathleen.
Shut the fuck up.
They're fucking so loud. Why are they fucking loud?
Because he has a big dick.
You just keep hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry I did that to you.
Sorry. No, it's all right. I don't mind it at all. I like interruptions.
Oh my god. But yeah, no, and it was a great relationship because we had a deadline. I was gonna leave.
Yeah, the whole time's on borrowed time. When you finish hooking up with somebody, do you ever feel worse about yourself?
I haven't.
Like the next day?
Not all the time, but that's happened.
Why? Why do you feel worse about yourself?
Like the person that I'm with, or
makes you feel bad.
Yeah, not just like them, but like I don't know, or just that, like I don't know that I, because sometimes I really like somebody, but I'll just, the only way I know how to tell guys I like them is to fuck them, which I wish I couldn't. Like I wish I could be that girl that's like, oh, I like you, but let's go on a few dates first and see what happens. I'm like, oh, I like you, let's just either have sex tonight, or you can take me for drinks tomorrow. We can have sex after that. Yeah. But it's bad. It is bad. I probably need to smarten up a little bit. But yeah, I'm getting high right now.
Are you really?
This,
no way.
Edibles hit me really fast.
Really?
I feel a little high.
Wow.
But edibles hit me really fast. I've timed it before.
You should have waited.
I should have waited.
What am I saying? Just, I was like, I have to eat it now. I thought you were going to wait.
I could have waited, but
yeah.
I'm just excited for this movie. When it
that was also, now that I think about it, there's usually four doses in there, and you probably took a third of what was in there.
Oh, my God.
So, you're going to have fun selling my merch tonight.
I'm just going to be giving guy. Here's a large. It's a ladies' large.
Hey, stand up by the other door this time, the first show.
Which door?
The one that everybody went out on.
Okay. I'll tell them to put, that's where they put me. I didn't.
I know. They don't really set up good here. I like to have it just for the fans who want the shit.
Yeah.
I don't worry about making money that much off it.
Yeah, they want a picture and they want to. Yeah, maybe, can you tell the people about that last night when those two people couldn't come in? And then Jason's like, we're sorry you can't come in. Ari, would you mind taking a picture of these two fans?
And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, because it was sold out. And I was like, yeah, okay, hey, man, how you doing? And then he was like, oh, I just heard about this on the. I mean, I saw it in the
it's
paper.
Like, I just looked it up on the internet today.
Yeah, it seemed like you might be funny, so I thought I'd try it. It's no big deal. It's just sold out. It's no big deal. We're just going to go to dinner.
Jason made it seem like they were the biggest fans. And then
we both felt awkward about it. I was like, oh, so is this your first comedy show? And then he's asking me about comedy. Like, is it hard to do that? Like, we both felt like obligated to try to talk to each other.
I
was like, Jason, it was a nice theory to like, oh, this fan got shut out, at least take a picture with him. But like, he didn't know me at all.
I know. He didn't know you at all. That was the
point. I'm like, hi, you probably want an autograph, don't you? Like, what? Who are you?
Yeah, that was the funniest thing. It was like, we just looked this up on the internet today. You seemed like you'd be cool. We came down, but it was sold out. Yeah. But so maybe it was just too much. It was really funny to me.
Yeah, like, we can get in at 10:30. Sure, we're not going to stay that long.
We're not staying that long.
So don't worry about it.
That's the best part. They could have gotten
tickets. Come back. Someone else didn't got sold out, and they came to 10:30.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I gotta put that guy Morgan from Insight on the list for 10:30. Remind me before we leave.
Morgan on Insight.
I gotta go down there and from like, tell Insight. Them. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just put the guy on the list.
Put the guy on the list.
Yeah. What time is it? So you do feel bad. Then what do when you feel bad? 20 minutes.
Try to block it out, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Don't you feel shame ever after you sleep with somebody?
But somebody I really don't like, or I'm not that attracted to them.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
Yeah.
Not shame as much as like, oh, fucking, why was I even giving up my time for that?
Yeah.
But I mean, a part of me though is more calm because I got off.
Yeah.
So I am like more relieved.
Yeah.
Pressure build up, but it's like, ugh, that's the way I did it. Like, I should have just masturbated.
I should have just used my hand instead of that female body.
Yeah.
I know. I slept with people that I'm not attracted to at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pity fuck, right? Did you ever pity fuck anyone?
No, no. Because there's like a point. Like, I can't, I have to be, there has to be a
something, yeah.
I feel like I was extremely taking advantage of someone that I would have never had sex with had I not been wasted. And then not talking in a rape way. I'm just talking about like he just convinced me. And then I felt so I can't even like look at him anymore. I'm just like, really? I can't believe I let that happen.
You talked me into that.
Yeah, I was really disappointed in myself. That's like the one time I've ever fucked a guy and I was really
Who was that?
Like,
comic?
Cat, he might be, but I was like I was like, Kathleen, you're disgusting. Comics are persuasive,
I guess, huh?
What?
I guess comics are persuasive.
It's not even like that they're persuasive. I guess they just like get that girls are sad. Comic girls are sad. Except for Christina Walkinshaw, who's the happiest female Richmond. Comic. Oh, I don't even know. I've only met him once. I have no opinion on it, yeah. But it really... I'm getting a little too high to talk about this.
Wow, already.
It hits me fast. It always hits me really fast.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's all right.
And maybe I just digest fast.
What's the craziest sex thing you've ever done besides the hockey dads?
That's not even crazy.
No, it's not. It's crazy in a different way. What's the craziest? Ever had a four-way?
No.
How many three-ways have you had?
A few.
I've never had a three-way.
Really?
No.
I've had a couple of girl-girl guy and a couple of guy-guy girl.
What do you like better?
Oh, it depends on the girl.
The mood, probably.
Yeah.
You know, I just started figuring it out because I did this podcast with a girl who, Big J's girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And they have threesomes now.
Yeah.
So they try to find girls. It's up to each of them to find a girl to come in.
Yeah, yeah.
They have personal ads now. Like, okay, Cupid has couples looking for a third.
Uh-huh.
So like, just like you look for a guy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Now you're looking
for
a two.
Yeah.
And then people go on there looking for a couple, and couples go on there looking for a one.
Yeah, I know. Which is always like, some nights you're just like... Well, maybe I'm going to try to have a threesome today.
I'm going to a buffet today. What do they got for buffet?
Let's go look at the OkCupid.
God.
I had a couple that was like, that found me online and they wanted to, like, they saw my show. And
really?
They kind of like tried to get me for a very long time.
Those people from Edmonton, they seem like.
No, but I feel like they would.
They would have, it seemed like. She maybe. Was hot. He was like good looking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They're going to be out here actually in a week. He probably will listen to this.
Maybe.
His name is Chuck and he's a very nice man.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, cool. They seem like they would be like into.
I like when they were like, I mean, where are they from? Vancouver? They're from somewhere besides
Edmonton.
From
here, yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, I mean, just to get buy a nice apartment in like a good part of Vancouver, it's like $700,000 you got to make.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I mean, and we do make that, but it's, you know, it's just like, it's a ridiculous amount of money to spend. I'm like, what?
I mean, that's not a problem for us.
Yeah. And that became like, we're like, oh, let's pay for the food. She's like, we'll pay. I'm like, yeah, you pay. Yeah, yeah, but absolutely.
No, but the thing is, like, they are really nice and they're very totally generous. Cool about it.
Absolutely. They're like, we got so much more than you.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. And I appreciate people that have money that act like that.
Russell.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. He's very generous and he doesn't want you to not accept something from him.
Yeah. I had to beg him not to get me like a fucking $5,000 watch.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, I don't wear watches, please. And he goes, no, you will if you get a nice watch. I'm like, dude, do not. I go, I'm doing it. I'm like, don't, man.
I love him so much. I am getting you a watch. Oh my God. I love all the stories. Like, you talk to like almost every comic there and they're like, yeah, Russell's awesome. He bought me a laptop. Russell's awesome. He
bought you a bed, huh?
He bought me and Jordan a bunk bed. Like, he's just, and it's nothing to do with he wants people to like him. It's just that he likes helping people. You know what I mean? And he's the most generous and nicest, and it's just, he just wants.
He's just generous and nice.
And it's insane what he does after shows. Like, I did meet and greets with him once, and all the people that were walking up, half of them, he knew their name. He knew where they met them. And I'm like, I think he's a robot sometimes. I don't know how he retains all that information, but it's incredible watching. It's a reason he's so successful.
It's a Bill Clinton's like that.
Mm-hmm.
He'll meet somebody 7 years before at like some party.
And he'll know.
Oh yeah. How's the wife? How's
Pepper the dog? Like, like, seriously.
I got to think that's how like Whitney is. People who are like super successful, they make people feel good by themselves.
Yeah.
Instead of like, you know, dude, I've met you 9 times. How do you not know my name already?
I hate those kind of people. I had someone like that and it was the worst feeling ever. It's like, you know my name. I know you know my name.
That's right.
But
I know you know.
It's the worst.
All right, I feel like I should shower before we go into this thing.
All right.
How long have we done? An acceptable amount of time? An hour and a half. That's pretty long.
Yeah.
What, I'm trying to think if there's anything. This is an unfocused podcast, just about sex, I guess.
I guess.
And then crying.
And crying. Sex and crying.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was at the Comedy Store and I was talking to a bunch of comics in the back. You know, just everyone was hanging out. And I don't know where it came up from, but I told them that I used to have sex with my ex-boyfriend when he was my boyfriend and make him have sex with me doggy style so he couldn't see me cry. And they were all like, that's so dark. They were so disturbed. And I'm like, I thought it was kind of funny, but they all thought it was so disturbing.
Is that real?
Yeah.
You really? Because you were going to cry?
I hated him so much by the time.
Then you're like, let's keep fucking, but I don't want you to see me cry.
Yeah, well, it happened like once or twice. Now, it wasn't a regular occurrence, but I felt like I was going to cry. So I'm like, fuck me from behind. And then I started.
That would be a huge turn off or a huge turn off.
Probably a little bit of both. Your penis would be like, I kind of like it, but that makes me feel bad.
My brain's like, you shouldn't do this. But penis like, don't stop. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. I'm really.
You're really high? Oh, now I got to smoke before we go. All right.
You must feel like way more tolerant or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know why. Like, I felt like I even shouldn't have told you that back then that I was starting to feel high, because then I was like, he's going to
write for in the movie theater.
But I thought you were going to think I'm crazy because I felt like it was just 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like, you were still chewing it. You're like, I'm going to die. I'm like, no way. No way. That's so much better than like people who can't get high.
Yeah.
Super, super thin people can't get high.
Really?
I think that's why it binds to fat. That's what I've heard.
Wow.
So when I'm on stage sometimes.
That's why I can get so high?
Maybe.
Maybe I shouldn't lose the weight.
Yeah. When I'm on stage and I'm like working out or like you're sweating and stuff.
You get high again.
Yeah, even when I haven't been high since the day before. Suddenly start getting high because my fat burns off and it's like, whoa.
I think you've told me this before because I think I asked you if you like get high and then you don't feel high and then eat pizza, you get high again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you're eating fat.
And then it happens again.
That's what Diaz said. Eat that slice of pizza, kicks it back into overdrive. It's like an encore for your weed. I'm going to shower real quick before I go. Is that allowed?
Yeah, yep.
I feel like if I'm going to sit next to you in this movie theater, I feel like my ball sweat's going to make me self-conscious.
Ew.
Yeah,
well, then definitely have a shower.
Yeah. All right, Kathleen McGee.
Yes.
Tell people about where to find you. Not in America.
In Canada.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm on Twitter.
What's your Twitter address?
Kathleen_McGee.
Yeah.
Because another woman got Kathleen McGee, and she just tweets about horses.
Oh, McGee.
Yeah.
Kathleen with a K.
Yeah. And I'm on Instagram, and I'm found in the
elusive. Also Kathleen_McGee.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of tits pictures.
Not
like
that many.
Cleave pictures.
Cleavage, yeah.
No, mostly just funny pictures.
Yeah. And I'm in Canada. I've been living in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Until I don't have to anymore. And not that it's a bad thing, because Vancouver's beautiful.
Who did Vic? What? It's not a food fit. Vancouver is beautiful, but I know you feel bad about it. I think maybe when your medication evens out too, that might help you.
I wasn't even on like that strong a dosage.
What were you on?
Just like a little pink one.
I'm about to go off mine. About to start weaning off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I keep trying to wait for the perfect moment where it's like, I don't have anything coming that's going to send me into a spiral.
Uh-huh.
I'm not like about to break up with a girl. Uh-huh. I'm not like up for a part that if I don't get would be like just, you know, distressing for me. I'm like, I think everything's okay for a while. My show doesn't come out till January. So it's like, I'll have time to like, if it's an utter failure, for, you know.
Yeah.
I think now's the time. 3-2. That's all I got to do. 3-2 for a week. And then 2-1. And then 1-0.
You can do it.
Yeah, I know.
You will find happiness. Sorry.
I'm just scared of wanting to kill myself all the time again.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. Have you tried at all?
To kill myself?
Yeah.
No. I've thought about a lot of ways to do it.
Recently?
But, well, not recently. Yeah, well, a couple times I'm just like, oh, this is dumb.
Here's what my doctor told me. That I was like, when I was like, I think I'm better now. Once I was like, got one that worked, it was like, all right, so tell me. It's like, you know, I don't think about killing myself much, just like a little bit, but way less. And he goes, let's wait till you stop before we consider yourself better.
Yeah. I don't know. It is weird because you'll think about it, you're like, why am I thinking about this? I'm walking around in Vancouver and it's beautiful, but I don't deserve to live anymore.
End me.
Yeah.
And go to sleep finally.
Yeah.
Fucking depression. Well, I hope you at least learn to get happy here.
I'm pretty sure it'll happen.
Yeah. Plus, you went through a breakup when you came here.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Since June.
So only a few months.
Only a few months. Yeah. It'll be fine.
I mean, that's hard after leaving a relationship.
Yeah.
In a new place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to justify why you're not depressed, but you are. You know you are.
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't matter. Like, we figure it out.
Yeah. And you can be depressed and still happy other times.
Yeah.
Anyway. Kathleen and the Squirt McGee.
This has been an uplifting experience.
With arms wide open. That's a fair thing. That used to be Nick Hughes' favorite band. I still mock him openly for it. He's like, let's get lunch. I'm like, you didn't pack anything in your Creed lunch pail?
Like, it was just literally...
Favorite bit. Like, when he was already in comedy.
No!
Yeah, like, I knew him when Creed was his favorite bit. It wasn't like, all right, I was 12, man, whatever. It was like, I knew him as a Creed fan. Yeah, never forgive, never forget. We are anonymous.
Oh, my God. Did he have, like, long hair that was parted down the middle, too?
Oh, he had long... Oh, he was such a fucking toolbox.
Who was this again?
Nick Youssef.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Cool Nick Youssef.
No.
Yeah. Creed. The one who looks down on everybody for having Arcade Fire. That's a little too mainstream for me. Fuck you. I like Moochie Bars and the flip-flops. Because you've never heard of them.
Oh, my God.
All right. You're high as fuck now. I'm pretty. I got to smoke and take a quick shower.
Smoke and take a quick...
What is the movie called?
Interstellar.
Did I tell you about this podcast I want to do?
What?
I didn't tell you about it. You should do your podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
When you talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely do it. I'll tell people on this podcast, like, when you start it.
Okay. Do you want me to talk about what it's going to be?
Yeah, just don't say the name.
Okay.
You can wait until then. Whatever you want. Yeah, say it.
It's just going to be me, because I need to read more.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. I can't watch Netflix all the time, so I want to read more. So I'm just going to read a book and then comment on the
romance
book.
Novel.
Romance novel.
To begin with, yeah.
To begin with, we'll
and then comment on
things
it.
Up. Yeah, and I'm just going to read it and then just be like, what? I don't think that Tammy really wanted it that way, Douglas.
Oh, yeah. If she would have said that. Come on, how do you not know, Douglas? Yeah. She's saying, oh, I'm swept off my feet.
Yeah, so it's basically, I'm just going to read an entire book. It's not going to be one podcast. We'll
guest,
break
no
it up.
Guest, whatever you want.
Whatever
every episode
I feel
different.
Like.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Reading with McGee. Story time.
Yeah, or like, I was thinking, you know how Oprah had a book club?
Mm-hmm.
Be like, the White Girl Kathleen McGee book club. Just
a white Oprah. White Oprah book club.
No, just the McGee Club or something. I don't know.
McGeekster. Send me suggestions. Who calls you that, Kathleen? McGeekster?
McGeekster?
Who calls you that?
It's just my email.
Oh, that's it. That's where I know it from. Yeah, do that. Here's my podcast I want to do. I'm going to call it Spoiler Alert.
Mm.
And I'm just going to, as soon as I see a movie, just do a podcast about it. Like, it could be new, it could be old, and just like, oh, look, I'm giving it away. I'm going to comment on the whole thing.
Yeah,
it could be out for 3 days, it could not, but I'm just giving away the ending.
Like,
I'm sick of these people saying, oh, they tell me about some movie from like 1987, like, oh, I don't want to ruin it for you. I'm like, I had ample opportunity to watch it. I should have watched by now. I'm never going to. Just tell me how the whole story
ends. What happens at the end of Working Girl?
Yeah, you tell me about the whole thing. What, does it work out? I don't want to ruin it for you. Ruin it!
I like it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Like, so if I go with somebody, I'd be like, hey, let's do this on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think about the ending, though? It was so weird. Yeah. Anyway, all right.
I like it.
Thanks. Well, if anybody here works for the immigration department that listens, please help Kathleen.
Please help Kathleen.
Get into the country. All she wants to do is do comedy. She's not trying to take any of her factory jobs.
No, I don't want a factory job.
She doesn't do any jobs.
No.
She might be a waitress, but most likely she just do comedy.
Probably.
Let her go. All right.
Let McGee go!
Let my gee go.
Take my thumb off and my tail go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys.
Okay, well, that's the episode. I hope you guys liked it. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. This was it wasn't the greatest episode, but it was a pretty good one. It wasn't even bad. It just wasn't focused. But thank you, Kathleen, for doing it. And that's it. I got no announcements or shit until the end of the year. I got Montreal December 18th. And that's it. I'm just in New York until then. So keep on living, you guys. If you want to get my tour shirt or if you want to get my shop through my Amazon link on my website, arithegreat.com, you can get the tour shirt there. You can see my dates in New York there. And you can get all the information for all the podcasts. So thank you, everybody. This year, I'm thankful. What am I thankful for? I guess I'll be thankful that I got to film my special at the Comedy Store in the original room. Like I wanted to. I'll be thankful for that. That's enough. That's enough. I'm thankful for it. It's coming out January 16th, everybody. January 16th at midnight. Friday night at midnight. It might be the 15th at midnight or 17th at midnight. Whatever it is. But it's the Friday night at midnight. So set your DVRs now on Comedy Central. All right, you guys. I'll talk to you later.
They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want, power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He really gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read,
head. Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.